Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
School football on 1230 KHAS. We've got the semifinals of the Class C 1 state high school football playoffs tonight as the undefeated St. Cecilia Bluehawks will take on 11-0 Broken Bow, a trip to the state finals on the line here tonight. St. Cecilia with three wins so far in the state playoffs. They beat Battle Creek by the score of 47-12, down Gordon Rushville by the score of 28-0, and then knocked off Crofton by the score of 46-14. Broken Bow likewise has won three ball games so far in the state playoffs. They opened up with a 54-14 win over Mitchell, then beat Gothenburg by the score of 19-0, and they beat Shadron in four overtimes by the score of 21-14. As you've been hearing throughout the day, Broken Bow will have a different style of offense that we'll see here in this ball game here tonight. They'll employ the wishbone attack here tonight, something that St. Cecilia has not seen for a couple of years when they took on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals back in the Ron Kubik days. So they had to go back several years to pull notes off of their defensive game plans in order to game plan for this one tonight. Broken Bow has a good quarterback at the center of everything, Nathan Scott, a 190-pound junior. He has completed 42% of his passes, 946 yards, 12 touchdowns so far this year. Meanwhile, he has also rushed the football 107 times for 846 yards. He has scored 16 touchdowns with his feet. So that's one guy that St. Cecilia will definitely have to stop in the football game here tonight. The other halfback that you'll see plenty of is Conrad Heffley. Heffley has rushed for 751 yards, and Josh Arnold, who has rushed for 528 yards. So the Broken Bow Indians definitely with a stern rushing attack in the football game there tonight. Of course, St. Cecilia will try to rush with the football as well tonight as they try to get into the state finals for the first time since they won the title in Class C1 back in the year 2000. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside him. And, Jimmy, welcome to Broken Bow as we get set for playoff football here tonight. The Blue Hawks are trying to take one more step to get themselves into Lincoln next week.
Yeah, last time I was in Broken Bow was work-affiliated. It's been a while since I've been up here. Didn't realize, kind of forgot how far of a trip it is up here. But a nice facility. The smell's not going to be the greatest as the stockyard is just to our right. So we will have that blowing in our window all evening long, which will be quite pleasant. But, yeah, it ain't very many times in our position that we're able to do two semifinal games in 4 days, as we did the Adams Central Aurora semifinal game on Saturday, and now we're here in Broken Bow to do this semifinal game. And a lot of familiar faces as you look at the Broken Bow roster. This is a team that St. Cecilia beat quite handily last year in the quarterfinals at Duncan Field, and you just go through the roster, and a lot of names kind of pop up. One name in particular, Josh Arnold, through 10 games, as you had mentioned, 528 yards, 8 touchdowns, so he's going to be one of the guys offensively that the Hawks are going to have to stop. And you look at the quarterback, Nathan Scott, 190-pound senior. He is a force not only on the offensive side of things, he will be a force on the defensive side of things as well. But big back, he's rushed for 846, thrown for 946. So a dual-threat quarterback, the Hawk defense will have to be on their toes for him this evening.
Broken Bow, maybe the surprise entrant here in the semifinals of Class C1. Their season really turned around when they beat Gothenburg back on October the 2nd. Gothenburg is a team that was undefeated at that time, and Broken Bow beat them by the score of 14-13. Broken Bow again picking up three wins here in the state playoffs, but they finished out the regular season strong, and Broken Bow riding high on their horses. They think they can get the link with no problem here tonight.
Well, I'm talking to a couple of the administrators here this evening. I really think they have a chance. Last year they came down to Hastings, and they were handled very soundly by the Hawks, and they feel very confident with the way their season has gone. And you look at their schedule, only tested one game, and as you mentioned, that 14-13 win over Gothenburg. You look on the other side of things with the Hawks, they really have to be tested all season long as they have continued to just steamroll their opponents, and going into the playoffs, they have done that as well, as they have been just dominating on the football field on offense and defense. And there's only one guy when you start talking about St. Cecilia offensively, and that's Dalton Seeley, an outstanding season, 1,647 yards, 29 touchdowns, for Seeley on only 168 carries, so an outstanding season for Seeley. But we talked about it last week and through the playoffs. this offensive line has really gelled for him and Conan and Swinka. They really have done a fantastic job at the line of scrimmage, and that's where the Hawks will have to control the line of scrimmage this evening.
Broken Bow going to be dressed in their red uniforms here tonight. They'll be in their red pants and their red tops with their white football helmets. Hastings St. Cecilia dressed in their black pants tonight with their white tops, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the dark blue as we get sent to go here tonight. Broken Bow and Hastings St. Cecilia, the winner of this ball game, will move on to play in the state championship ball game coming up next week at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And one ball game is already complete, a Class C2 final today. Hardington Cedar Catholic knocked off Cambridge by the score of 26-20. Cambridge had a lead in that ball game. In fact, I think it was 20-14 or so late in the fourth quarter. Hardington Cedar Catholic scores a touchdown, and then they get the ball back and they score a touchdown in the final play of the ball game as Hardington Cedar Catholic wins that one today in Class C2. So they'll move on to the state finals next week, and they'll play the winner of the Ponca Aquinas Catholic ball game. That one is going on right now at Ponca. The game right here, Hastings St. Cecilia and Broken Bow. The winner of this game will play the winner of Boys Town and Norfolk Catholic next week for the state championship. So we're set to go. Hastings St. Cecilia will move from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play. Dropping back deep for St. Cecilia is going to be Dalton Seeley. We're set to go. The semifinals tonight in Class C1.
Hey, I see we're on the wrong side of the field, the far side of the field. That looks like a little party area over there with all kinds of barbecue grills going.
Here's Seeley. He's going to return the kick from the 15-yard line back to the center of the field, 20, 25, 30, and he'll be dropped right there at the 30-yard line. Just to give you a picture of the field here, there's a track that surrounds this thing. All the seating, all the concession areas, the restrooms are all located on one side. Hastings St. Cecilia's bench is on the other side, but right behind them is a fenced-in area that's really not school property, I assume, because there's houses
yeah.
there. It's the backyard of a lot of people's houses. And like you said, there's a party going on with lots of smoke over there.
I think there's more people on the far sidelines than there are to our right where the Broken Bow crowd is. Hastings with a nice crowd as well to our left. But more importantly, here we go. First play of the game, Bo Schwinka under center.
From the 30-yard line, man comes in motion near side. That's going to be Gettert. Pitchback will come to Seeley, looking to get outside. He is hemmed in. He is hitting down. He goes at the 29-yard line, getting through there. Nathan Scott, you touched on him during the pregame show. Not only will we see him under center tonight, but Scott, a good outside linebacker there for Broken Bow. He makes the first play on the ball defensively, a loss of a half a yard, second down, and about 11 for St. Cecilia.
Well, Scott will be a force in there. As we mentioned, 190 pounds in their linebacker, and you can bet that he's going to know exactly where Dalton Seeley is on the field at all times. Seeley at 200 pounds, so that's going to be a good matchup this afternoon as this game continues to go on. As Seeley got the pitch, lost about a half a yard on the play, so it's bring up second down and almost 11.
Ben Conan is your fullback, and he will get the call here as he bangs his way on across four to the 35-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jonathan Jones, number 20. Jones, the other linebacker in there for Broken Bow, 180 pounds and a senior. So St. Cecilia's run two plays here, and now they're looking at third down and about 4 yards to go. Hawks have the ball on their own 36-yard line.
Found a good job by the Hawk front. Again, opening up a nice hole. They run that quick trap to Conan. He picks up a quick 6 yards. It's going to bring up a third down and about four for the Hawks.
Gettert is your wide receiver, split to the left side. The tight end is lined up to the right side of the formation. Back to the eye on third down and 4 yards to go. Handoff goes to Seeley, hurls him out at the 39, brings it across the 40. First down out to the 42-yard line. So Seeley is tackled on the play at the 42. Jonathan Jones again. Another stop there for Broken Bow. So three running plays here. St. Cecilia will move the sticks. First down and 10 on their own 42.
And a nice hole again right behind Toms and Stirrup on that right side. Seeley had to jump a defender after about a one-yard gain, but then was able to plow ahead for some positive yards. Five. So to give the Hawks 11 yards now and the first down as they inch the ball out to the 41-yard line.
In the offensive line tonight, Nathan Susie, Tim Krikak, Jake Schwartz, A.J. Toms, and Zach Stirrup from left tackle to right tackle. First down and 10, handoff will go to Conan across the 45 to the 50, and he's tripped up right there. Brings the ball into Broken Bow territory to the 49-yard line. Jacob Holcomb is in on the stop there for Broken Bow, the defensive back coming up to make the stop, the 150-pound senior. Nice gain in the play. We'll give it 8 yards for Ben Conan. It's second down and 2.
And just another quick hitter right up the middle. The offensive line is dominating so far in this first series. But if it comes down to having to throw the football, Bo Schwenk, a good year, 965 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. He's very relaxed back there, does not make a lot of mistakes as we have officials time out here. But Schwenk does not make a lot of mistakes down there on the field. And his go-to guys, Joe Ryan and Paul Getter, Getter being the leading receiver on this Hawk team. So they can throw the football around as well as we've seen all year long.
Getter's been a little bit banged up this week, but he's into the starting lineup here for head coach Carl Tesmer. Here's a handoff now to Seeley straight up the pipe, and he's going to have the first down as he brings it down to about the 46-yard line. I think back to Getter, he's been banged up for the past week or so. They did a lot of work on him after the ball game the other day against Crompton. In fact, he was really listed as questionable some of the week this week, but made the turn earlier in the week, Sunday, Monday, and he's in the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia, starting at wide receiver. As Jimmy mentioned, 23 catches, 270 yards, a final cog of this offensive wheel for Hastings St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks have the ball first down and 10 yards to go, opening possession from the 46 of Broken Bow. There's a counter play to Conan that's going to be stacked up. Conan is stacked up right at the 45-yard line, so a pickup of only 1 yard on the play. We'll call it second down and 9. A little counter play there to Conan, the 200-pound senior. Just underway, 9 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Blue Hawks and the Indians.
Everything on the ground so far, 6 rushing plays, 25 yards for the Hawks. Conan with 16 yards on 3 carries. Seeley with 9 yards on 3 carries as they've inched it to the 45-yard line of Broken Bow.
We've got Cody Jackson in the slot now to the right side. Gennard is your wide receiver to the right side. Here's Bo Schwenker running with the ball. Gets away from a would-be tackler. 45-40 down to the 37-yard line. Nathan Scott will bring him down. Broken Bow had penetration that time, Jimmy. They got into the St. Cecilia backfield. But Bo Schwenker slips away, slides away from a would-be tackler, and picked up a pretty nice gain in the play all the way down to the Indian 37-yard line.
Hawks wanted to run the stretch play to the far side. He had Seeley trailing, but the penetration was tremendous. 2 Broken Bow Indians back there, but then just a terrific job by Schwenker being composed, cutting the football back up the center of the field. He picked up 8 yards, going to bring up 3rd down and 1.
There's a handoff again to Conan, banging his way straight ahead as he approaches the 35-yard line. Runs into a bunch of Indians right there. Knocked down of the turf, and Conan's going to have enough for a first down. Only had to take it down to about the 36, got it down to the 35 for the first down. So they move the sticks again. That's first down number 3 on this drive for St. Cecilia. The opening drive of the ball game, no score.
And primarily everything right between the tackles. Hawks have to attempt a pass. They've been able to move the football down farther into a Broken Bow territory. They'll bring it down to the 35 where the Hawks will have a first and 10.
Get it again, your wide receiver to the right side. Action, Cody Jackson into the slot to the right side with backs in the I formation. Hand off again to Conan as he slides through there. This is just 2-3 yards at a time as Conan takes the ball down to the 32. Tackle made again by Jonathan Jones. So St. Cecilia, you're right, just content with running the ball between the two tackles here, straight at this Broken Bow defense. They've done a nice job. They've got it in the Indian territory down at the 32.
Well, they have, and you go back to the game last week against Crompton, and they were a pretty good-sized team as well as Broken Bow out here tonight. And St. Cecilia was able to handle the line of scrimmage, open up some nice seams, and they've really been able to ham and egg it with Conan and Seeley so far tonight.
Here's a Schwenk again, going to run the option play. Wide side of the field, pitch back comes to Seeley, down the sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He dives for the end zone, and the officials are going to call him out of bounds back here at the 15. Seeley got close, took it down the right sideline of the option play, the wide side of the field, and it doesn't take much of a little gap there for Dalton Seeley to find some real estate. He's finally run out of bounds down here at the 14-yard line of a Broken Bow. Down there in coverage was Nathan Scott knocking him out of bounds, with St. Cecilia in the red zone for the first time tonight.
And a good job by Seeley as he got around the corner. And again, a lot of problem the teams have is underestimating the speed. Not only is Seeley very physical, as he will take it right up the middle, run you over, he is very fast. And he got around the corner, picked up 19, then bring it all the way down to the 15.
All right, here's Conan coming in motion, and now we got penalty flags down. We have got an illegal procedure call. A.J. Toms, I think, is the guilty party, the right guard, jumping the gun there. It's going to cost St. Cecilia 5 yards. You don't want to do that down here in the red zone. A 5-yard penalty on St. Cecilia. We've got 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play. St. Cecilia has kept the ball away from a Broken Bow here in the first quarter thus far.
Well, they haven't. It's exactly what Coach Sesmer talked about in the pregame show. He just wanted to try to grind things out on the ground. Didn't matter how flashy it was. They just want to be able to pick up some first downs and keep the Broken Bow offense off the field. So far they have 10 plays, 57 yards, and they got her down to the 14.
Check that, the 19-yard line. All right, here's the ball. He wants to throw the football, rolls left, he unloads into the end zone. It is off of the fingertips of his intended receiver, Joe Ryan. He was wide open. Ryan got behind the defense. The Broken Bow defense is so concerned about the rushing attack for St. Cecilia. That time Schwenka goes with a play-action pass. Got behind is a defensive back there, Spencer Goodman, and also Jacob Holcomb. Nearly come down with a football in the end zone. It's incomplete just off of his fingertips.
Boy, just a down-and-out pattern, a good pattern run by Ryan as he was able to get behind the defenders. And when you looked up, when Schwenka rolled over to the left side, there wasn't a defender within 10 yards, and the ball right off the hands of Joe Ryan. Unfortunately, the Hawks are now set up with a second 15 here at the Broken Bow 19.
Back to the I formation. That's going to be Gennard going in motion to the far side. Pitchback will come to Seeley. Hemmed in, gets away at the 20-yard line. His power is forward down to about the 16. So a pickup on the play of only about 3 yards. The pitch play goes to the far side of the field. It was contained very beautifully there by a Broken Bow. Seeley had to duck it inside, and Shane McCormick will bring him down to a pickup of only a couple of yards in the play. They will spot the football at the 17, where St. Cecilia is looking at third down and 13 yards to go.
The one thing with the Broken Bow defense already, you can see a lot of gang tackling on Dalton Seeley, and that's what you have to do. If he takes you on one-on-one, he's going to be tough to bring down. But Broken Bow, a lot of red jerseys flying to the football, and we have a timeout on the field. Timeout, Blue Hawks.
All right, 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Blue Hawks have kept the ball the entire quarter thus far. Now they got a decision to make on third and 13. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia nothing and Broken Bow nothing.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
6 minutes and 16 seconds to play. St. Cecilia content with running the football so far, but I get that funny feeling it's going to be bang, bang, and up over the top on the play action. And I think Carl Tesmer is just beating his defense.
Well, and I think it is, and you look at how many Broken Bow defenders are in the box, and on that one pass play, Ryan was wide open, so don't be surprised that play action pass doesn't get used some tonight. Once they spread this field, then you got two fullbacks or two running backs in there to just pound it out. But we get the third down play coming here.
Third down and 13 yards to go. Here's Schwenka, wants to throw the ball again. Rolls to his left, holding it, throws the ball. It's going to be caught down there at the 2 yard line. Did he stay in bounds? The officials say, yes, he did. A nice catch down there by St. Cecilia on the play. Down there was Jordan Consbrook. Consbrook makes the reception on the ball down at the 2 yard line of Broken Bow. That was a great job by Jordan, number one, just keeping his feet in bounds. Number two, catching the football.
Yeah, a great job. I was just watching Joe Ryan, the same pattern as he run. He had double coverage over there, but all alone over here on the right side was Paul Gettard. But Schwenka had some pursuit to the far side, and he found Consbrook down at about the 2 yard line, where it'll be first and goal for the Hawks.
The Saints are saying knocking on touchdown door early in this football game. Here's a handoff to Seeley, takes it off a right guard. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. That was an impressive drive and a long one at that for Hastings St. Cecilia. They score with 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the first quarter as the Hawks take it down to the field. They get a 2 yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. Seeley's 30th touchdown of the 2009 season.
14 plays, 75 yards unofficially for St. Cecilia. Very impressive. Most of that was done between the tackles. They're winning the battle at the line of scrimmage, and right there opened up a huge hole for Seeley as he's in for the PAT. It's down, and it is good. So the Hawks dominating here in the first quarter with 6:04 left to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 7, Broken Bow nothing.
All right, we'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football.
Quality work means at an affordable price. That's what Big G Ace and Carhartt have teamed up to do. Going on right now, Big G Ace has select Carhartt jeans in both traditional and relaxed fit for just $19.99. Then, to fight off old man winter, Big G Ace also carries Carhartt winter coats, lined bib overalls, lined jeans, boot socks, and stocking hats. Hurry into Big G Ace to take advantage of the $19.99 jean sale and all the Carhartt winter weather gear.
Big G Ace!
1230 KHAS.
All right, an impressive drive, 14 plays. That's just a smash-mouth football, maybe a statement that head coach Carl Tesmer wanted to give the Broken Bow, that they're here to play a physical football here tonight.
Well, and they are dominated on that drive there as 12 of the plays were on the ground, 61 yards. They ground out 5 first downs, and the big key play there was that third down call from the 17 that went to Jordan Consbrook to the 2, and then the Hawks take it in from there as Matt Kissinger kicks off for the Hawks.
And finally gets back to the deep man, but on a roll as he brings it across the 20-yard line to the 25, close to the 28, 29-yard line. And that's where Broken Bow is going to start first down and 10 on their own 25-yard line. Running the ball back there was a Jacob Holcomb for the Indians. So now we're going to see this wishbone attack. Wishbone attack for Broken Bow. The Hawks worked on this the past couple of days, something they have not seen all season long. This is a defense that has allowed only 60 points per ball game so far this season, but they're going to have their hands full with maybe something that some of these kids don't know anything about, the wishbone.
Well, the only thing we have seen the Hawks be a little soft in is their pass defense, and Broken Bow comes out in that traditional wishbone set, one wide receiver split left.
All right, first down and 10, Broken Bow with the ball on their own 30-yard line. Indians moving from our right to our left. There's the quarterback. He pitches the ball back. He is in trouble. Gets away 30, 31-yard line, and down he goes. So two halfbacks, and we got a fullback in there. Running the football here is going to be Josh Arnold, the 180-pound senior. His running mate back there, Conrad Heffley, the 150-pound senior. And then the fullback is Jonathan Jones, the 180 senior. Nathan Scott will be your quarterback here this evening, the 190-pound junior. Pick up only one on the play, second down and 9.
Great job by St. Cecilia defensively. Their team speed is tremendous on defense. The Broken Bow set that up on the right hash. Spread it all the way to the left side, and St. Cecilia just simply run Broken Bow out of room here. Be a second down and almost 10 for Broken Bow.
Here's the quarterback. He's going to throw her near side. It's going to be caught here at the 36-yard line. That's a Nathan Scott throwing it out here to Spencer Goodman. Goodman's got 11 receptions so far this year for Broken Bow, 295 yards. The other guy on the other side of the field is Shane McCormick. He's got 10 receptions. Those two guys are the leading receivers, so they don't throw the pig around a whole lot.
Well, a good catch out there by Goodman as he was able to bring both feet down right in front of the Broken Bow bench. Going to be a third down and about 6 yards here for Broken Bow.
Wishbone attack again. Here's a handoff across the 35 to the 40. That's going to be Heffley with the ball. He's going to have enough for a first down. So Conrad Heffley runs the ball on third down. Tackle is made in there by the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. That's Zach Stirrup in the stop there for the Blue Hawks. So Broken Bow picks up a first down as they will move the chains here at the 41. This is an offense that is a ball control, as you might expect, in the wishbone. They will not be afraid to go for it on fourth down, although they have punted a ton so far this season. First down and 10 right now, 42-yard line of Broken Bow. There's the quarterback faking to the fullback. He will bang it across the 45, still on his feet. That's Scott as he takes it to the 47. Fakes the ball to Jonathan Jones inside. That is the first option in the wishbone attack. A.J. Toms in on the stop there for St. Cecilia defensively. Nice pickup again for the Indians. We'll call it a pickup of about 7 on the play. Second down, actually a pickup of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 yards to go. Ball right in the center of the field, 4:25 to play. Here in the first quarter, 7-0, Blue Hawks have the lead. Backing up, Scott throws it near side. It's going to be caught down here at the St. Cecilia 47-yard line. Still on his feet, it's going to be a Holcomb. He gives some ground here all the way back to the 50 to the 49. And they're going to give him the 50-yard line as he is dropped on the play there. Andrew Young into the stop for St. Cecilia defensively. So they give him a halfway decent spot there. Goes to the football right at the 50. And now it's going to be a third down situation, third down and about 2 yards to go.
Well, we've talked about Nathan Scott in the pregame, and defensively he's been out there making some good hits on that first drive, throwing the football very efficient, 2 of 2, and running the football. He's a tough character to bring down, Mike, at almost 200 pounds.
Nathan Scott gives the ball away. That's Heffley with the ball as he takes it off of right tackle, 49-yard line of St. Cecilia to the 48, where he runs into Paul Gettert. He had a great ball game against Crofton the other day. Gettert had 13 solo tackles and 4 assisted tackles. He had 17 stops in the ball game against Crofton. He gets the tackle here, but not before Broken Bow picks up a first down. They've got the ball in Blue Hawk territory. First down and 10 now at the St. Cecilia 48.
Well, Broken Bow really concentrating on the right side. They have Devin O'Brien, 180-pound junior over there, right guard, and then Colin Kitka, 190-pound senior. That's where they really tried to run here so far on this initial drive, and they've been successful. And the one thing about Heffley, only 150 pounds. He's a little back, but, boy, very quick. It doesn't take much of a seam out there, and he's into the Hawks secondary as he picked up a good gain there into St. Cecilia territory. And now Nathan Scott pulls away and calls timeout.
3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. I think the play clock was winding down there for the Indians as Nathan Scott will call the timeout. So the Indians want to talk things over. They've got a first down and 10 from the St. Cecilia 48-yard line. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football.
As long as there's been racing, Kendall Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of Speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw, back at Mark Russell Field in Broken Bow here tonight. 3:12 to play in the opening quarter. 7-0 is the score. Safe to say it takes their opening drive, 14 plays, 70 yards. They get the 2-yard touchdown from Dalton Seeley, his 30th of the season. And now Broken Bow is at their first offensive possession of the night. They have moved the ball into St. Cecilia territory out of this wishbone attack. First down and 10 on the Blue Hawk 28-yard line. Nathan Scott again, the quarterback. He will send Heffley in motion now, one of those halfbacks to the near sideline. Now he wants to throw the ball, does so. Near side is going to be caught by Heffley down here at the 41-yard line. So Conrad Heffley comes in motion to the short side of the field. This goes down in the pass pattern there. As they thread the needle beautifully that time down to the St. Cecilia 41, Ben Conan into the stop for the Blue Hawks defense.
And a good job by Scott. He had the time. Had Stirrup really the only guy for St. Cecilia putting any pressure on Scott as he was looking to the left side, front of the Indian bench. And a nice catch by Heffley. A gain of 7. Going to bring up second down and 3 here with 2:38 and counting left to go here in the first quarter.
Spencer Goodman is your wide receiver split to the right side. The tight end lines up to the left side of the formation. The backs in the wishbone attack. There's a nice play defensively by St. Cecilia. Getting through there for the Blue Hawks was number 70, Jake Schwartz. Schwartz with a nice play of the ball as he knocks down the ball carrier, a loss of a yard or so on the play. Good penetration by Schwartz as he knocks down that ball carrier down there at the 42.
Schwartz almost looked like he didn't have a guy to go against on that play as he was 3 yards deep in the Indian backfield, was able to bring the ball carrier down in Arnold. He's a tough one to bring down as well. But that goes down as a loss of 3, a loss of 2 actually, so it's going to be 3rd and about 5 for Broken Bow.
Now they spread the field, 2 wide receivers to the left and 2 to the right side, and they're going to run the football. Nathan Scott has got it across the 40 to the 35, down to the 31-yard line. So they spread the field, finally making the stop for St. Cecilia's Andrew Young, number 37. So they spread the field out of the wishbone attack here, Jimmy. They send 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left, and the cornerback Scott just runs the football. And it finds a little seam off of the right side of his offensive line. It takes it all the way down to the 32 for a first down.
Well, and Scott again off the right side behind that right tackle. There was a heck of a hole over there as they spread the field out. St. Cecilia looked a little confused defensively, but that one goes for 10 yards. The 3rd first down as they inch it deeper into Hawk territory down to the 32.
Each team has had one possession here in the first quarter. Broken Bow is still working on their opening drive of the football game. Arnold goes in motion to the right side. They will hand the ball away to the fullback there. That's going to be Jonathan Jones as he takes it across the 30 down to about the 29-yard line. So Jonathan Jones, the ball carrier there. Jake Schwartz into the stop for St. Cecilia defensively. Blue Hawks on defense tonight with Consbrook, Toms, Kreekak, and Stirrup. And the defensive line, linebackers Young and Conan, Gennert, and Dykman. In the defensive secondary, it is Joe Ryan, also Drew Pachuba, and also Dalton Seeley. Second down and 8 yards to go for Broken Bow. They have got the ball here at the St. Cecilia 29-yard line. 7-0 is the score. Blue Hawks have the lead. The quarterback is Nathan Scott. Play action pass. Wants to throw it. He does. Near side, the ball is going to be short. He had a man down here at the St. Cecilia 15-yard line. But the pass was delivered short. In fact, it skips to Spencer Goodman. Incomplete pass. And now the clock is stopped with 44 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 3rd down and 8 now for the Indians from the Hawk 29.
Good pressure there coming from Jordan Consbrook, number 85, as he was able to get in there and get a hand in the face of the quarterback, Nathan Scott. He looked downfield. He had Adam O'Grady with a couple of steps on Joe Ryan, but just the pressure was there, not able to deliver the pass right on the money. So 3rd down and 8 from the Hawk 28.
All right, wide receiver will come to the left side. They've got a trio of wide receivers split to the right side. Scott wants to throw the football again, steps in the up in the pocket. Now he's got to run at the 30. Still on his feet to the 25-yard line and knocked down there. Nathan Scott got to the 25. So now the Broken Bow Indians will be looking at a 4th down situation. Andrew Young again in the stop for St. Cecilia defensively. The ball sitting between the 25 and the 26. Take it down to the 23 for the first down. And as you heard head coach Kyle Tesmer talk about it in the pregame show, these guys are not afraid to go for it on fourth down, and they will right here.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. Obviously in no man's land, quite a long ways for a high school kicker to attempt one. So they'll set up here with a fourth down and four from the Hawk 26 and probably going to be, well, actually that's a 20 inside 20 seconds and counting here.
But Nathan Scott just comes to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. They got 10 on the scoreboard here.
Yeah, I actually thought it was under 20, and actually it was under 2, and so that's the case. We're at the end of the first quarter. I'll get adjusted with this new clock.
All right, so end of the first quarter here from the Broken Bow. Mark Russell Field, good one so far. His team has had one possession in the ball game thus far. St. Cecilia is out on top. We'll take a break with a score of the Blue Hawks 7 and the Indians nothing.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. Fourth down from the St. Cecilia 26-yard line. There's the quarterback, Nathan Scott, rolls with the ball, unloads. It's caught down at the 15-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Nathan Scott throwing the football there. Nice pass delivered down at the 15-yard line. A Shane McCormick out in the pattern with a reception. Wade Dykeman down there in coverage for St. Cecilia to knock him down. But for McCormick, only his 11th reception of the season. So Broken Bow moves the sticks. They have had it since the 5:57 mark, Jimmy, the first quarter.
Well, and again, Mike, we talked about St. Cecilia really the only soft area that they have had. We have seen in the games we've done is their pass defense. And right there, a nice pass across the middle of the field. It goes for 10 yards. It only needed 4. So the first down's good as they're in the red zone at the Hawk 15.
Wide receivers go left and right. Here's an inside handoff to that big fullback, Jonathan Jones. As Jones will get it across the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Jake Schwartz again, and on the tackle for St. Cecilia. We'll give him a pickup of about, what, 1, maybe 2 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 9 now for the Broken Bow Indians. Just underway here in the second quarter with St. Cecilia out on top, 7-0. Spencer Goodman is your wide receiver to the left side. Shane McCormick is your tight end, lined up to the right side of the formation. Max will be in that wishbone set again. Nathan Scott up under center, hands the ball away. That's going to be Heffley with the ball. Heffley to about the 18-yard line. Heffley takes it to the 18. Big Zach Stirrup falls on him. There's a mismatch for you, Jimmy. Conrad Heffley, 150 pounds. And we've got the big stack. Zach Stirrup is sitting in there, what, 245 or so? 220? They say 220, but
uh-huh.
I don't believe it.
Uh-huh. I don't either. I think they weighed him with some hoists underneath his shoulders because we were pretty close to him last week in the Crofton game. He is one huge individual. He slams Heffley down to the ground with only a 1 yard gain, third down, and 8 here for the Indians.
All right, here's the option play. 10-yard line to the 5-yard line. He's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. The quarterback just takes it in there. Not very good defensively for St. Cecilia right there, Jimmy, containing the option. It looked like the Blue Hawks are a little confused out there defensively on who had the responsibility of the quarterback because he just blew by a couple of would-be tacklers, takes it all the way into the end zone for the score.
Well, once the quarterback, Scott, got around the corner, the only guy that was going to bring him down was Dalton Seeley, and Scott gave him a little jitterbug out there at about the 5-yard line, and Seeley just planted right down to the ground. So good move by Scott as he takes it in from 8 yards out. Now the PAT coming by, number 14, Jacob Holcomb, and it is fails.
Sales wide right.
We get enough junk on the rosters here. It's hard to check. That's all right. We'll get things worked out.
So Jacob Holcomb misses his 11th extra point of the season. He is now 20 for 31 kicking extra points here tonight. That's the difference in the ball game so far. 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 7, Broken Bow 6.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth is proud to serve Hastings and South Central Nebraska. Call him today at 402-462-2920 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Well, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here in Broken Bow. 7-6 is the score. Here's the kickoff by the Indians. They'll come to Seeley. Seeley to the 25 to the 26-yard line. So two very impressive drives, Jimmy, on the respective team's opening possession. 14 plays, 70 yards for St. Cecilia. 17 plays, 69 yards for Broken Bow.
Well, just a good long time-consuming drives. Very impressed with the Broken Bow offense. They have the Hawks confused a little bit defensively as Nathan Scott really starting off very good throwing the football. 4 of 5 passing for 23 yards, and that 8-yard touchdown run. Scott really the key for this Broken Bow offense as well as defense. He's a tremendous player.
All right, Bo Schwenken now leads the offensive charges out here. Here's Seeley with the ball. Seeley across the 25 to the 30, 35, 40, and nearly broke that one as he is tripped up just as he approaches the 40-yard line. So Dalton Seeley nearly got through there that time as he is knocked down on the play by Conrad Heffley, number 21. And if Heffley didn't get him down there, Seeley was off to the races.
Well, he was. Somebody must have just hooked onto a shoestring because I never seen anybody hit him at all as he just stumbled as he got at about the 40-yard line. They'll spot it down at the 42. That one there goes for 15 yards. Seeley already 7 carries, 47 yards. The Hawks with 6 first downs here in the ballgame.
Great to see you moving from our right to our left here in the second quarter. 7-6 is the score. Bo Schwenken hands them all away. That's going to be coated across the 45-50 into Broken Bow territory down to the 48-yard line. Tackle is made in there for the Indians. That's Jacob Holcomb again, number 14, coming back from his defensive back spot to make the stop on Ben Coden. Nice pickup again. Back-to-back first downs there for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia now has it at the Indian 47-yard line.
And again, do you see where they're running the football? Right between the tackles again. Smash-mouth football. This is vintage Hawk football from this year, and they have opened up some huge holes the last two carries of 15 and 12 yards into Indian territory.
There's another handoff again to Seeley. He spins at the 47, brings it across the 45, down to the 44-yard line. Pouncing on his back there was Shane McCormick for Broken Bow. So now St. Cecilia will be looking at a second down situation. Don't be surprised if you start seeing some play-action stuff here. I think they have got the idea that we're going to run the football, but the play-action, this is when that stuff is going to work good.
Well, out of the 11 players, 9 of them were up within a couple of yards of the line of scrimmage, and yeah, you can just you can spell trouble for the Broken Bow defense if they don't respect that, because you can smell play-action pass coming here anytime.
So second down now for St. Cecilia. Here's Schwenke. He's going to run the option play, and he's going to be drugged down as he tries to take it to the short side of the field. A little, if any, gain there will give him 1 yard, if that. Tackle is made in there by Adam Prock, number 32, for the Broken Bow Indians. So now what do we have here? A third down situation. A third down situation for St. Cecilia. They've got the ball at the Broken Bow 44-yard line. 8:28 to play here in the second quarter. It's a 7-6 ball game. This is only the second possession of the ball game for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, the Hawks taking all the time in the world in the huddle as Paul Getter brought the play in from head coach Carl Tesmer. And Getter will be split out to the right side. Only one receiver on the field for the Hawks split out. That's Getter.
Backs in the eye. Jackson lined up as the slant back receiver. Here's Schwenker running the option play. He's at the 45 to the 40, and he is knocked forward to about the 35-yard line. So the Broken Bow Indians give up a first down there. That's Prock again, number 32, and on the stop for Broken Bow, but not before Schwenker picks up the first down down at the 36-yard line.
What a tremendous job by Schwenker again. There was all kinds of penetration. He faked the pitch to Seeley. That defender bit with Seeley. He cuts it back upfield, takes it 8 yards, got the first down. The 8th first down of the night for the Hawks, 7 of those on the ground. They have done a tremendous job up front.
So it's first down and 10 for St. Cecilia from the 37-yard line. This is going to go to Ben Conan as he takes the ball straight up the pipe here, down to the 33, maybe to the 32-yard line. So St. Cecilia just stays without the passing attack that we have seen, or stays without rushing attack.
Hawks now unofficially in the ballgame, 120 yards of total offense, only 17 of those through the air, as Bo Schwenke is one of two passing for 17 yards, but everything primarily, there's been a few options, but a lot of it has been right between the tackles.
So it's second down now for St. Cecilia. There's the play action pass. Schwenke unloads the ball. It's going to be overthrown down at the 2-yard line. He had a man out there that was Gennert. Gennert lays his body out there at about the 2-yard line, but could not come up with it. There was a big hit there on the quarterback, Schwenke. But he gets the ball away. It's an incomplete pass, and it's third down. So we could smell it, the play action coming along there, but that pass was delivered a little bit too far by Bo Schwenke, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, number 36, Tyler Kozacek, on coverage out there with Gettert. The pass just a little bit out in front of him. Gettert does a great job just laying his body out, trying to make the reception. It just went off his outstretched fingers. It'll bring up a third down and seven here from the Indian 33.
All right, Bo Schwenke with the ball. He fumbles it. It is loose down there. Finally, he picks it back up and throws it to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. Jackson was out there. Tell you what, Schwenke just picks up the ball and then came up with it out of nowhere. Dropped back to throw and threw it to the far side. Jackson was out there. There was not a man around. That pass was delivered high. Jackson couldn't handle it, and it's fourth down.
Well, and as the ball went to the ground, the defense kind of just come towards the line of scrimmage, and it allowed the Hawk receivers to get behind the defense. And then once Schwenke come out of there, Jackson wide open over there on the right side, and Schwenke threw it. It went right off of Jackson's fingertips, and we'll see. The Hawks will not attempt to go for it here on fourth down, as Dalton Seeley will be in the game to try to pin Broken Bow deep.
The line of scrimmage is the 33. Seeley will punt here from the Broken Bow 46. Here's the snap. Seeley will get this baby away. Just going to try to pooch it down there and pin the Broken Bow Indians back deep. It bounces at about the 15-yard line, 16-yard line, and that's where it's going to be down. So not very good on the net there. The line of scrimmage is the 33. It is down at about the 16 to 17-yard punt from Dalton Seeley. Not what he expected there, but he got it inside the 20-yard line. And Broken Bow will have to come mostly the length of the field here with 6:55 to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, and this will only be the second possession for Broken Bow here in the football game as they took that first drive. 17 plays, chewed up a lot of time, and really kind of did it through the air as well as on the ground. The Broken Bow offense did a nice job. Very impressed early.
You're going to have to make the most out of each and every possession. You're not going to get a whole lot, I don't think, here tonight. As the Broken Bow will go to work, there's a running play to a Heffley, and he is slammed to the turf. Ball pops loose as Gennert gets the stop there for St. Cecilia, but the officials blow this baby dead. Pick up a 1 yard on the play, second down and nine. This is only the second possession for Broken Bow, so each team has had two possessions so far, and we got 6 minutes and 33 seconds to play in quarter number two.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing for a high school football game. Not a lot of action, just both offensive teams doing a great job keeping a hold of the football, grinding things out, picking up some first downs. Broken Bow with four of them on the night, 23 yards through the air as of right now, and 41 yards on the ground for the Indians.
All right, here's the wishbone attack again. They want to throw out of there, but now they are in trouble, and down he goes. That's Nathan Scott, the quarterback, is knocked down in the play. Tackle was made by Jake Schwartz, number 70 for St. Cecilia. Scott faked the ball up inside, then wanted to throw the football and ran into Schwartz and also Tim Kreekak with the St. Cecilia defense. A loss of a yard in the play. It's third down and 11.
Coverage sack there as you watch the receivers downfield locked up with the Hawk defense. And as Scott tried to roll out of there, the Hawk front line was right there. A lot of penetration by the guys up front doing a better job getting penetration on the quarterback. Now we're going to have an Indian timeout.
All right, so Broken Bow wants to call a timeout. They are deep in their own territory here. Third down and 11 yards to go. They'll snap this next ball from the 16-yard line. They want to talk things over. 5:41 to play. We'll take a quick break. St. Cecilia 7, Broken Bow 6.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw. We are back at Mark Russell Field in Broken Bow here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Broken Bow. The score is 7-6. The Indians are backed up here at third down and 11 yards to go from their own 16-yard line. Here's a Nathan Scott from the shotgun. He wants to throw the football. He's got time. Scott unloads. The ball is going to be caught out here at the 35-yard line. Delivered again right on the money. A nice reception made there by Josh Arnold. Arnold coming out of the backfield. Goes downfield right in the center of the field. Jimmy Z just sits there, and Nathan Scott got him the ball.
Well, if you remember last week's game against Crofton, then we can go back to the Battle Creek game. The middle of the field defensively is where the offenses have had their most luck going across with the Hawk defense. It seems to be very soft, and that one there, the wide receiver, Arnold, all alone down there in a nice pass by Nathan Scott. That one goes for 17 yards on a third down and 11 call. So the Indians get their backs off the wall. They'll bring it out to the 35-yard line.
5:18 to play here in the second quarter. Broken Bow down by a point, 7-6. Nathan Scott, bellies to the fullback, is going to run it himself, but he runs into Matt Stirrup. At the 35-yard line, no gain on the player, Zach Stirrup. Zach Stirrup in on the stop there. So no gain in the play, maybe a half a yard gain. I think you made that mistake last week.
Well, oh,
you got me thinking
well,
that.
Well, there's plenty of good listeners that point those out to you when you're out and around. And, Matt playing in Northwest Missouri State, Zach playing here, so very tough. They're both about the same size.
Yeah, they're big. Zach, they say, is 6'9", 245 officially, 6'9", 245, and that throws down to Nathan Scott, maybe a yard gain into play. Scott's going to run it again, 35-40, slips through there and brings it out to the 43-yard line. Nathan Scott with his shifty feet there. Tackle is made by Gennard again for St. Cecilia. Also, Dalton Seeley coming up to make the stop. But Nathan Scott picks up about 8 yards in the play. And now Broken Bow looking at third down and 2. I can see why this guy's the dual threat quarterback that we talked about all week long. He can throw. He can run the football up around 1,000 yards in both categories.
7 carries, 35 yards, 1 touchdown. And as we had mentioned, his passing numbers, he is 5 of 6 passing tonight for 30 yards, so he's the real deal for the Indians.
There's a Heffley going in motion off to the far side on third down and 2, and Scott turns around. I think that's a broken play. He's knocked down in the play. Scott turns around, and nobody was there. Jake Schwartz finally brings him down as Scott got back up to about the 44-yard line, but now Broken Bow's got an interesting call. Here's fourth down and about a half a yard to go from their own 44-yard line. We see Bill Belichick down on the sideline here with the 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter.
Well, we're going to see what happens. It looks like I know Nathan Scott's going to go back and at least attempt a punt. I wouldn't be surprised if you see some trickery here as, we're going to have a timeout, I believe, Broken Bow.
I think they got to looking at the chains on the far side. They only need need less than a half a yard to go for the first down here. Those are the football resting between the 44 and the 45 with 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in a 7-6 ball game. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Football.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school football tonight from 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. 7-6 is the score, and now Mike Garner, the head coach for Broken Bow, has decided to go for it here. Fourth down, less than a yard from their own 44-and-a-half-yard line. 3:36 to play here in the second quarter. Nathan Scott, the quarterback, is up under center. He's going to run the ball. He's got the first down and more across the 45 to the 50 inside Blue Hawk territory down to the 49-yard line. Cody Action Jackson in on the stop there for St. Cecilia. So they gamble a little bit here late in the second quarter, and Nathan Scott finds a seam just off the right tackle there, just off of the right hip of Colin Kitka. The right tackle for Broken Bow, he nearly got that one slipped through there. He could have went a long, long way there.
Well, and the Hawk defense really thought quarterback sneak behind their Mitchell White, their 230-pound senior. But no, it was Scott around the right end, picked up 6 yards, and the 6th first down, as I believe we got movement here on Broken Bow.
Yeah, somebody jumped up front. That's going to be what, Mitchell White, the center? Mitchell White, the center, may have moved the ball up there. That's going to be the case, illegal procedure on Broken Bow. So we're down to 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in this one. We're in the second quarter, 7-6 is the score. The winner moves on to the state championship ball game next week in Lincoln. Saint Cecilia has not been there since they won the title back in 2000. Broken Bow has not been there since 1987 when they won the Class B state championship.
Saint Cecilia the past few years has had a little bit of trouble with a team called Pierce.
Yeah, in the semifinals.
Tough opponent.
They've lost to Pierce. They've lost the Valentine in the state playoffs. Here's Scott with the ball, 50-45-40 in the St. Cecilia territory, down to the 35 to the 30, still on his feet, moving forward. He's at the 25-yard line and brought down at the 23. St. Cecilia had Scott, Jimmy, wrapped up at around the 30-yard line or so. Scott takes it all the way down to the 23. Joe Ryan was just hanging on for dear life there before he got some help down there from the St. Cecilia defense. And now Broken Bow is thinking points here in the second quarter. Still with 3 minutes to play.
Sixth consecutive carry by the quarterback, Scott. That one goes for 31 yards. Sloppy tackling by the Hawk defense. Seely was in there, and Scott just simply broke away from Dalton Seely, and then it was a scrum down there. A host of Hawks bring down Scott, but not after a big gain down deep into Hawk territory.
At the 23-yard line, here's a handoff again to Heffley out of this wishbone across the 20 down to the 17-yard line. So Heffley picks up some nice yardage there. Paul Gettert into the stop for the Blue Hawks again defensively, but St. Cecilia may be a little confused here with this wishbone style of attack that Broken Bow is employing here tonight. Nice pickup there by Conrad Heffley, the 150-pound senior. He's a little guy.
Well, and as I said, it doesn't take much of an opening for him to get through. That one goes for a good gain of 7. So second down and 3 here as the crowd comes alive.
Heffley and Arnold, the two running backs back there. Here's a handoff again to Heffley across the 15-yard line, down to the 10, stopped down at the 7. Heffley takes the ball down to the 7-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Ben Conan for St. Cecilia. That saved the touchdown right there. But now Broken Bow knocking on touchdown door. 2:07 to play here in the second quarter. Broken Bow, the Indians have the ball down here at the 7-yard line of St. Cecilia.
First down, number 8 for Broken Bow. And again, Heffley with a 10-yard gain off the right tackle and down inside the Hawk 10. They'll spot it down at the 7.
There's a fake now to Heffley. Scott still got the ball. Drops back. He's not going to run with it. He's at the 5. He's at the 2. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Nathan Scott takes it into the end zone there for the Broken Bow Indians with a minute and 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. And Jimmy, they just crammed it right down. He faints to see his defense throat, including a fourth down situation there. Impressive drive again for the Indians.
Yeah, and Scott, as he rolled to the right side, was looking into the end zone. His receivers were covered up. Then he pulled the ball back down. A huge opening off the left side, and that's where he took the football. He was met at about the 2-yard line, but just the size of Nathan Scott was able to barrel across the end zone line and get in there for the score. So now Scott with 10 carries, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 from 8 yards out, that from 7. And they'll set up in the wishbone here and go for 2 as they lead this ball game 12-7.
Yeah, they missed the first extra point, so they'll go for a 2-point conversion here. Here's a pass into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Had his man back there deep in the end zone. That was McCormick, but the pass was delivered low by Nathan Scott, and the 2-point conversion is no good. A minute and 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. The 6th-ranked team in the state of Nebraska in Class C1 leads 2nd-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia. The score, it is Broken Bow 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Buy 2, get 2 free at CPI, Mr. Tire. Buy 2 Cooper Dean Equus tire size 225/60 VR16 for $132 each and get 2 free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper tires, buy 2, and get 2 free. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
11 plays, 84 yards for the Broken Bow Indians. Nathan Scott, the quarterback, takes it in from 7 yards out. So Scott has scored a couple of touchdowns for the Indians, 8 yards and 7 yards. Dalton Seeley's got the touchdown for St. Cecilia. And for the second time here in the state playoffs, St. Cecilia finds themselves trailing in the ballgame. It's 12-7.
Yeah, a nice half of football by Broken Bow. 80 yards here in just the second quarter, all on the ground on 13 carries. A nice job by the guys up front.
Here's a Seeley returning the ball back. 30, 35. Seeley still on his feet. He approaches the 40 and down he goes right at the 40-yard line. That's where St. Cecilia will start the drive. A minute and 40 seconds to play. Tyler Slacker back there on the special teams for the Broken Bow Indians to bring down Dalton Seeley. So this is the third offensive possession now of the ball game for the Blue Hawks.
Well, we mentioned Broken Bow's numbers just on the ground in the second quarter being 80 yards. They have 150 yards of total offense on 28 offensive plays. The Hawks with 120 yards of total offense so far on 22 plays. And here in just the second quarter, only 42 yards on the ground for the Hawks. They've only had one possession so far here in this second quarter.
Two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Schwinka, quick pass out there. Gettert grabs the ball at the 40-yard line, slides through a tackler, 45. Still on his feet, 48-yard line across the 50. Inside Broken Bow territory down to the 49. So just a quick pass thrown out to Paul Gettert, the wide receiver to the far side of the field. And Gettert does a nice job breaking some tackles out there. Finally brings the ball, a pickup of about 10 yards in the play as he takes it back up to the 50-yard line.
Well, we talked about a great job by the quarterback, Nathan Scott, of Broken Bow breaking tackles. But they're just a one-step drop by Schwinka, and he throws it over to Gettert. And Paul Gettert doing a great job. He was hit after about a five-yard gain. He just kept his legs going, and they'll bring the sticks in. I think he's going to have enough for a first down.
They'll bring in the sticks, but not too far because the chains are located on the far side of the field, and they make it by about the nose of the football. So a pickup of 10 yards on the play. The completed pass from Schwinka to Paul Gettert. That is the 24th reception of the season for Gettert. Now St. Cecilia with the ball right at the midfield stripe, so plenty of time here. A minute and 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. 12-7, Broken Bow has got the lead. Here's Conan, inside handoff, Conan to the 49. Then Conan carries the ball for a yard. Jonathan Jones in on the stop there for Broken Bow. They ran that inside trap play a couple of times here in this one, but Broken Bow is really hugging the line of scrimmage right now. Jonathan Jones brings him down. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play, second down and 9. St. Cecilia in and out of the huddle here. We're down to 58 seconds to play in quarter number 2. St. Cecilia with the ball from the Broken Bow 49-yard line. Schwinka has got it, and we got penalty flags down. That's an illegal procedure call against St. Cecilia. Not what you need in this spot. 51 seconds to play now in the second quarter. The Hawks are going to be penalized 5 yards. That'll push them back into their own territory. They'll be looking at a second down and 14 situation. Ball back here at the 46. Gettert is your wide receiver to the left side. Cody Jackson will be in the slot to the left side. You've got Conan and Seeley in the backfield. Now Conan comes in motion. Here's a play-action pass. Seeley stays in the backfield to block. Here's a pass downfield that's going to be nearly intercepted and nearly caught by Gettert, but it falls down the turf. Spencer Goodman had his hands on it here for a Broken Bow. It went through his fingertips. Gettert was right behind Goodman. He had to go through his fingertips as he juggles the ball a little bit down to the turf. It's incomplete. That's now third down and 14.
But a good job by Bo Schwinka. Pressure was coming from the backside. He could feel it coming and unloaded that ball a little sooner than he wanted. And, Goodman got his fingers on it. It broke the concentration from Gettert. He nearly made the catch in front of the Broken Bow bench, but it falls incomplete. Third down and long now, as I believe we're going to have a St. Cecilia timeout. Yes, that's going to be the call.
Yeah, St. Cecilia came up to the line of scrimmage, and Carl Tesmer calls the timeout on the far sideline. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia looking at third down and 14 yards to go from their own 46-yard line. We'll take a break with a score. It's Broken Bow 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here in Broken Bow tonight. Mark Russell Field. St. Cecilia looking at third down and 14 yards to go from their own 46-yard line. Wide receiver is going to be Wade Dykeman, split to the left side. Jackson will be in the slot again. Backs in the eye. Here's a running play down his ceiling. He's going to fall down at the 45-yard line. Put on the brakes. He looked up and looked right into the eyeballs of Nathan Scott, who got some penetration there for Broken Bow. Seeley trying to put on the brakes, and right out from underneath him went his feet. And it's now fourth down at about 16 to go.
Valenzuela will be kicking the football away. Probably be the last play of the game as we're inside. They're going to be inside 12 seconds here. Actually, will Seeley even need to kick this football?
Yeah, he's standing right now at the 32. We're down to 8 seconds to go. Seeley with his arms outstretched here, waiting for the snap. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. That's all she wrote. That's the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball game in the Class C1 State High School football playoff in the semifinal round here tonight. Broken Bow has come to play here in this one as the Indians look to advance to the state championship ball game for the first time since 1987. They have got the lead over the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia at the break. We'll take a timeout right here. We're at halftime of the Class C1 State semifinals tonight. The score is Broken Bow 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 7. You're listening to High School Football.
As long as there's been racing, Kendall Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of Speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care, Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at halftime. The Broken Bow Indians have got the lead over the second-ranked team of the state of Nebraska in Class C1. Hastings St. Cecilia, the score here at the break is 12-7 in favor of Broken Bow. Two long time-consuming drives to start the football game here tonight. In fact, St. Cecilia took the opening possession. They went 14 plays and 70 yards. Got a 2-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley with 6:04 to play in the first quarter. A point after touchdown was by Seeley was good. That made the score 7-0 in favor of the Blue Hawks. So the kickoff came. Broken Bow got the ball. They ran out the rest of the time in the first quarter and then took this drive into the second quarter and finally got an 8-yard touchdown run from Nathan Scott. That was a 17-play, 69-yard drive by Broken Bow against this Hastings St. Cecilia defense that has yielded not many yards in its season so far. In fact, the Hawks were giving up only 78 yards per ball game rushing, 56 yards through the air for 134 yards. But I'll tell you what, it's Hastings St. Cecilia back on their heels here at halftime. Nathan Scott took it in from 8 yards out. The point after was no good. That made the score 7-6 in favor of the Blue Hawks. And then just before halftime, Broken Bow again in a long time-consuming drive. This one, 11 plays and 84 yards. Nathan Scott again took it in, this time from 7 yards out. Two-point conversion was no good. And that's the way we stand here at halftime with Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the football game by the score of 12-7.
Yeah, the first time the Blue Hawks have trailed at halftime all season long. And we talked about this coming in, really haven't been tested all year long in the regular season as well as the playoffs. They've very soundly beat their opponents all season long, but this is a little bit of a shocker. I look at the far end zone where the Hawks are meeting over there, and normally the coaches are kind of walking around, the boys are watering and getting ready to go for the second half. That's not the case over there right now. There's some players getting an earful of a lot of the coaches over there on the St. Cecilia sidelines, and we watched Broken Bow run off the field at half. A lot of fire in the Indians as they run off to their respective locker room. We look at Broken Bow, unofficial numbers on the night. Quarterback Nathan Scott, very efficient in the first half, 5 of 7 for 40 yards. The Indians rushed it 21 times for 110 yards, so 150 yards of offense in the first half. Eight first downs on 29 offensive plays. Individual leader, there's only one we need to talk about. He's the guy the Hawks needed to stop, and they have had trouble stopping him this evening. Nathan Scott, 10 carries, 80 yards, two touchdowns. Those touchdowns coming from 8 yards and 7 yards. Scott is attributed to 120 total yards out of the 150 for Broken Bow here this evening. So he has definitely done it on his feet and throwing the football. He has had a tremendous half of football for Broken Bow. We look at the St. Cecilia numbers in the first half. Swinka, 3 of 6 passing, 27 yards. The Hawks have carried it 20 times for 103. So 130 of total offense for the Blue Hawks here in the first half. 9 first downs on 26 plays. We look at the Hawk individual numbers. They mix it around pretty good. Ben Conan, 8 carries, 55 yards. Dalton Seeley, 9 carries, 50 yards. And the lone touchdown for the Hawks, that coming from 2 yards out in the first quarter. And Jordan Consbrook, 1 reception, 17 yards. And Paul Gettert, 1 reception and 10 yards. The Hawks, as we mentioned, 9 first downs in the ball game. But just an impressive half of football by Broken Bow. They've been able to come out and really do what the Hawks have done pretty much all year long, dominate the line of scrimmage, long time consuming drives. The two point after attempts for Broken Bow could loom to be a big, big key here in this football game as they lead this thing only 12-7.
As we look ahead, we told you earlier that the extra point kicker for Broken Bow, he has missed 11, now 12 extra points so far this season. And of course, Dalton Steele, the big toe for Hastings St. Cecilia. So if it comes down to maybe a field goal or an extra point down the stretch, we might add the Broken Bow kicker has only attempted one field goal all season long. He is 1-for-1 in kicking field goals. So they're not into this kicking mode. And if it comes down to that, that would definitely favor St. Cecilia down the stretch.
Well, when you look at late in the second quarter when the Hawks did get the football back, they were able to move the ball downfield on a couple of nice rushing plays between the tackles, again, of 15 yards and then 12 yards by Conan. They were able to get it into Broken Bow territory. Then the penalty forced them back, and then they just elected to let the time run out going into halftime. But, again, you got to figure the Hawks are going to score again. A touchdown would just 6 points would put them ahead by one. But we're a long ways from figuring that stuff up. But, yeah, the two extra point misses could really be a big factor in this ballgame.
So a 2-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley, an 8-yard touchdown run by Nathan Scott, a 7-yard touchdown run by Nathan Scott. And Broken Bow has got the lead, surprisingly enough, here at halftime with the Class C1 state semifinals. We'll take a break with a score of Broken Bow 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 7. You're listening to High School Football.
Quality work teams at an affordable price. That's what Big G Ace and Carhartt have teamed up to do. Going on right now, Big G Ace has select Carhartt jeans in both traditional and relaxed fit for just $19.99. Then, to fight off old man winter, Big G Ace also carries Carhartt winter coats, lined bib overalls, lined jeans, boot socks, and stocking hats. Hurry into Big G Ace to take advantage of the $19.99 jean sale and all the Carhartt winter weather gear.
Big G Ace!
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your healthcare costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Farm Bureau Financial Services is an independent and authorized insurance producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in Hastings and South Central Nebraska, call Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth at 402-462-2920.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back in Broken Bow tonight. The Class C1 state semifinals on 1230 KHAS. It is Broken Bow out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia, 12-7 here in halftime. High school football tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings. and across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the best, number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. And the winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the game going on tonight in Boys Town between Norfolk Catholic and Boys Town. That ball game got underway at 6 o'clock tonight. Still no score. And on that one, of course, this one, it is Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Broken Bow by a score of 12-7 here at the break. Class C2 state semifinals, Hardington Cedar Catholic today beat Cambridge on a last-second play. In fact, Hardington Cedar Catholic was trailing 20-14 in the fourth quarter. They score a touchdown to make it 20-20. Then Hardington Cedar Catholic throws a touchdown pass of 49 yards on a Hail Mary on the last play of the game. That was completed in the end zone, and Hardington Cedar Catholic knocks off Cambridge today by the score of 26-20. So Hardington Cedar Catholic will move into the state championship ball game next week. They'll play the winner of the game going on tonight in Ponca between Ponca and Aquinas Catholic. Other state playoff action going on tonight. Of course, Class D1 was held last night. Just classes C1 and C2 are playing tonight. D1 and D2 played last night. Howells beat Johnson Brock by the score of 48-6. In the other game, it was Giltner over Palmer by the score of 64-36. So Howells will play Giltner for the Class D1 state championship coming up on Monday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The game time will be at 2:45. Class D2 state semifinals also held yesterday. Hayes Center knocked out Pleasanton by the score of 14-0. In the other game, it was Humphrey St. Francis over Ewing, 48-19. So Humphrey St. Francis will play Hayes Center on Monday morning at 10:15 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Class A field is set. It'll be Millard South taking on Millard West. That ball game will be at 7:15 on Monday. In the semifinals on this Saturday, it was Millard South beating Elkhorn by the score of 36-17. In the other game, Millard West beat Lincoln Southwest on the score of 35-14. The Class B state championship ball game will be played on Tuesday at Memorial Stadium. That'll go at 7:15. That'll be the final game of six that the stadium will host on Monday and Tuesday. It'll be the Aurora Huskies taking on Omaha Scott in that ball game. That'll be a 7:15 start. Aurora beating Adams Central in the semifinals on Saturday, 28-7. Omaha Scott shutting out Blair by a score of 32-0. 12-7 is our score here. We're in Broken Bow tonight, Class C1 state semifinals. Broken Bow has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Quality work means at an affordable price. That's what Big G Ace and Carhartt have teamed up to do. Going on right now, Big G Ace has select Carhartt jeans in both traditional and relaxed fit for just $19.99. Then, to fight off old man winter, Big G Ace also carries Carhartt winter coats, lined bib overalls, lined jeans, boot socks, and stocking hats. Hurry into Big G Ace to take advantage of the $19.99 jean sale and all the Carhartt winter weather gear.
Big G Ace!
As long as there's been racing, Kendall Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Broken Bow here tonight for the Class C1 state semifinals on 1230 KHAS. Also on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. A reminder, we'll have all six state championship ball games for you next week on ESPN 1550 KICS and also on ESPN 1460 KXPN in Kearney. So all six state championship ball games Monday and Tuesday on the ESPN Radio next week. We'll also have if Hastings St. Cecilia can come back and win this baby, we'll have it on 1230 KHAS. Also expect to maybe get that Giltner ball game coming up on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, coming up next week. So we'll let you know about the broadcast plans when things are finalized tomorrow. Of course, this weekend, you and I will be on the road. We'll be down in Kansas and Ottawa University in Ottawa, Kansas, just but southwest of Kansas City. It'll be Hastings College playing in the NAIA playoffs for the first time since 2004. They'll take on the fifth-ranked team of the nation on this Saturday. And that game has been moved to a 4 o'clock starting time. Evidently, Ottawa University also hosting an NAIA soccer game on the Saturday afternoon. So they moved the football game to a 4 o'clock, and we'll have coverage beginning at 3:15 on Saturday afternoon. And everything that we can tell so far, we might have our hands full. This is a pretty good football team we're going to see on this Saturday. We're going to see the ball in the air a whole lot on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Toto, here we come to Kansas. No task too tough, though, for Merck and the troops as they draw the number fifth-ranked team in the country. Not to mention they're a pretty good team defensively, offensively, number one-rated ranked quarterback in the country. That's scary enough. And then they got the number one and number two receivers, both over 1,300 yards and accounting for over 30 touchdowns on the season. So Tony Harper probably won't get much sleep this week as the Broncos prepare for their first-round game.
We'll be on the road with the Broncos on Saturday, so join us for the coverage 3:15 on Saturday afternoon. We get back to this ball game. We talked here at halftime. I don't know how much emotion St. Cecilia has really displayed so far here in the first half, albeit this is the state semifinals. They should be charged up for this one, but right now this is a broken boat team that's sitting right where they want to be. They've had two long drives against the St. Cecilia defense, and they have proved so far through the first two quarters they can move the football both by running it out of the wishbone and by throwing it. Their quarterback, Nathan Scott, has had a sensational half, I think.
Well, they've really showed the respect they wanted. I know from the St. Cecilia sidelines, I watched over at the right at the beginning of halftime as the Hawks huddled in the far end zone, and there was a lot of coaching going on, if you know what I'm talking about, over in that end zone. Usually, as we mentioned, the coaches just kind of milling around. The boys are watering up and getting ready for the second half, and that wasn't the case here at halftime. They were really drilling their players. Look like they're just walking through, Mike. It looks like maybe the first or second game of the season. Maybe somebody needs to let them know this is the Class C1 semifinals. This trip gets you to Memorial Stadium. But we watched Broken Bow come out at the beginning of the football game when they were going through their warm-ups, and they had extremely a lot of fire and a lot of emotion and a large following here in the stands to our right. Also on the far sidelines up behind the houses, there is a huge, huge crowd over there. So Broken Bow has a great following here. And they've done a great job. They've had a very, very good first half.
If the individual who is occupying that house over there in that garage has got to cook for all those people, I hope they brought enough burgers.
Well, you see the lights on. I've been watching that through the halftime. Boy, lots of people milling around. I don't know what they have in there. Obviously, lots of beverages and eats. So the grill's been going all football game long. So hopefully they have plenty over there.
Here's the other game in Class C1. It's at halftime. Norfolk Catholic is leading Boys Town 7-0. So two of the teams that everybody expected to play in the finals, Boys Town and St. Cecilia, right now trailing Norfolk Catholic with the lead of a Boys Town 7-0. Broken Bow with the lead here 12-7 over St. Cecilia.
Yeah, a little bit of a shocker there as Boys Town really the favorite going into that ball game against Norfolk Catholic, as well as this game here. St. Cecilia, you had to figure, had to be a pretty huge favorite against the Broken Bow Indians, but they've come to Broken Bow, and the Indians are here to play as we're going to get this second half underway. Matt Kissinger for the Hawks will be kicking the ball away.
St. Cecilia, a big favorite in everybody's minds, but the people here in Broken Bow, they were charged up. They had the Hartleys going when we got here. They had all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
police car, had a big parade, I think.
Police car escort, and they must have had probably 30 Hartleys out there when the team came out of the locker room, and they paraded them down to the field. So a lot of emotion here in Broken Bow.
12-7 is score here as we start the third quarter in Broken Bow, the Class C1 state semifinals. It'll be St. Cecilia kicking off. They come down to the 3-yard line. It'll return this one back, angling off to the far side, 10-15, and he is dropped down there. Spencer Goodman bringing the ball back there for Broken Bow. So good job on the special teams by St. Cecilia as Joel Groffel was down there for the Blue Hawks on special teams. Knocks down Goodwin at the 15, so that's where Broken Bow will start, first down and 10. Remember, these guys put together two long drives in this football game to score 17 plays, 69 yards. The other one was 11 plays, 84 yards. Now they're doing it out of the wishbone set. First down and 10 for Broken Bow on their own 15-yard line. They're leading in the ball game by a score of 12-7. Here's a handoff. That's going to be stacked up. Running the football there was Josh Arnold. He does not get far for Broken Bow as he runs into Big Jake Schwartz for St. Cecilia and also Jordan Consbrook in on the play. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Actually, Mike, they're going to give him a loss of one here as Schwartz was able to break through there. There was three white jerseys in there. We only seen that a couple of plays during the first half, and already here on the first offensive play from scrimmage, the white jerseys are in there. So maybe that halftime talk did some good as a lot of penetration there. And it's going to be a second down and 11 for the Indians.
Now they're going to go with two wide receivers, actually three wide receivers as they break the bone here. And now four wide receivers split out. Now we've got a timeout call. Saints is it. No, we got a penalty flag.
Delay.
The field. I think we have a delay of game, yes. So they took too long to get into the spread set here. They had four wide receivers out on the pattern, two to each side. And then they have the delay of game called. Now they're going to pick up the penalty flag. The officials got together, and the timeout is called by Broken Bow from the bench. So evidently it saves the delay of game. It saves them the 5 yards. But an early timeout called here by Broken Bow just 50 seconds into the second half. We'll take a break. 11-10 to play third quarter. Broken Bow 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school football tonight on 1230 KHIS. Boys Town has just scored. Boys Town with a 7-7 ball game now with Norfolk Catholic. They're in the third quarter. Boys Town 7, Norfolk Catholic 7. 12-7 here. Broken Bow has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Second down at about 11 yards to go from the 14-yard line. There's a pass to the near side. It's going to be tipped. Is it intercepted? It is not. It is tipped at the line of scrimmage by Jordan Consbrook. And it falls to the turf. I didn't think Consbrook came down with that one, but a lot of white shirts right around the football right there. A tip pass by Jordan Consbrook. So now the Blue Hawks, two straight defensive plays, Jimmy, have been pretty good here. Minus one, and now a tip pass.
Yeah, very early here in the third quarter, but a couple of big defensive plays has forced the Broken Bow Indians into a third down and long. And if the Hawks can hold here, they should get some pretty good field position to start out this second half.
Arnold is your halfback to the right side in this wishbone attack. Play action pass. They throw it out there. It's going to be caught. Not much there across the 15 to the 17-yard line. It's Spencer Goodman. Goodman on a quick pass grabs the ball there as he brings it to about the 17. Wade Dykman in the stop for St. Cecilia. So they needed 11. They got about five in the play, and it's now fourth down.
And this will be the first punt for Broken Bow here this evening. And they went for it on
They lined up.
So the quarterback, Nathan Scott, will kick this one away. Action Cody Jackson back deep along with Dalton Seely.
And Scott will get it away. Dropping back will be Jackson at his 45-yard line, looking, going across the 50. He's at the 45 down to the 43, where he's upended right there by Broken Bow and special teams Derek McCormick down there for the Indians. So Broken Bow lined up for a punt attempt in the first half and then called it off in the last second. They called the timeout and decided to go for it at fourth down and short, which they picked up and went down and got their second touchdown of this first half.
But as a lot of teams have realized, you don't give St. Cecilia a short field, and that's what Broken Bow has done. A nice return by Jackson of almost 8 yards, and they'll set up shop at the Indian 43.
There's an inside handoff. It's going to go to Conan. Conan across the 40, down to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. Inside trap play again to Ben Conan, the fullback. He picks up territory all the way from the 43 down to the 34. Mitchell White into the stop there for Broken Bow defensively. We'll give him 8 yards in the play, second down and two.
Out of the 103 yards in the first half, I would almost be willing to say that 90 of those were gained between the tackles, and that is where the Hawk offense starts off this first drive here, the second half, on a 9-yard trap play by Conan. 9 carries, 64 yards for him this evening, and the Hawks are faced with a second one, the ball down to the 34 of Broken Bow.
Dykeman is your wide receiver. Split to the left side. I'll tell you what, get the times here. Here's Conan again inside, handoff across the 30, out of the 25-yard line to the 23. Ben Conan, an inside handoff again, the exact same play. That's Tyler Kozacek. End of the stop for Broken Bow, but they moved the chains. A couple of running plays to Conan, the senior fullback for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Now Conan doing the job so far, and again opening up some big holes as that front line. They're starting to take charge on this first drive here. Two carries for Conan here in this first drive of the second half, 9 and 12 yards, and they've got her down to the Broken Bow 23.
First down, 10 yards to go, 9.5 to play here in the third quarter. Here is Seeley with the ball, angles off of left tackle and takes it to the 20, falls forward to about the 19-yard line. Dalton Seeley, the ball carrier there, and the tackle is made by Mitchell White again, number 57 for Broken Bow. They see something up there in between the two tackles they like, and I think that's the offensive line matched up against the defensive line of Broken Bow. These guys have done the job all season long.
Well, you look at them up front, Susie 240, Krikak 240, Schwartz 235, Tom's 240, and Stirrup 245. That one there went right behind Nathan Susie. It picked up 5 yards, and Seeley absolutely run his defender over. He's running with a newfound presence here in this second half as the officials will call this one off.
There's going to be an illegal procedure call against St. Cecilia. The Hawks just got to the line of scrimmage, and the flags flew, so 5-yard penalty marched off against the Blue Hawks. We have not seen a whole lot of penalties in this football game tonight. Now, the 8:46 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball game. Final score at 12-7. We're in the third quarter from Mark Russell Field here in Broken Bow. Turned into a chilly night here tonight. Second down, 11 yards to go. Now the line of scrimmage is set at the 24. Back to the offset eye behind the quarterback, Bo Schwenke. Here's a handoff again. It's going to go to Seeley. And Seeley takes it to about the 21. Tackle is made in there by a bunch of Indians. Mitchell White, who has been on 3 or 4 tackles already in the second half, makes the stop there. And St. Cecilia now looking at a third down situation. I'm impressed by the Broken Bow defense so far in this ball game.
Well, one thing about it, we've seen what the backs for St. Cecilia can do. We mentioned coming in, Conan 854 yards, and Seeley with an outstanding year, over 1,600 yards of offense. But, boy, a lot of gang tackling. The defense has done a pretty good job here for Broken Bow, keeping the two running backs from breaking a big one here tonight.
It is third down now for St. Cecilia from the 21. Play action pass, Schwenke. Drifts to his left. He's still got the ball. Here comes the pressure. He's hit and he's sacked back here at the 28-yard line. Schwenke hung on to it for a long, long time, but finally it breaks down. The pass protection breaks down, and Adam Prock comes in to get the quarterback sack, and it is now fourth down for St. Cecilia. Ball is pushed all the way back to the 27-yard line.
Big, big loss. Loss of 7 there as Bo Schwenke tried to buy all the time in the world as he rolled to the left side, and then he spun back around, and there was too many red jerseys there right in Schwenke's face. Good coverage downfield by the Broken Bow secondary. None of the Hawk receivers open. And we'll see what the Hawks do here. Looks like Dalton Seeley will. Actually, the Hawks are going to go for it here in fourth down.
Fourth down and 14 yards to go from the 27-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Here's a pitch play, a handoff. Getter's got the ball. Back down to Swinky. He's got a man wide open downfield. It's caught at the 5-yard line into the end zone. Touchdown. Ben Conan gets the touchdown. And wow, some a gypsy doodle throw there by Carl Tesbert. First of all, it was a play that came to the right side. He handed off to Gennert, who put the ball back to Bo Schwenke, the quarterback for St. Cecilia. He throws the ball downfield, and the Ben Conan was wide open at the 5-yard line, and he could have crawled into the end zone for the touchdown.
Ebo certainly could have. Number 27, Ben Conan catches it from 27 yards out. A big, big fourth down play. What a little bit of razzle-dazzle by Carl Tesmer as he turns to the back page of the playbook, and the Hawks just that quick regain the lead, and the PAT by Dalton Seeley is good. So the Hawks regain the lead now with 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Hawks 14, Indians 12.
I think that was Seeley who brought the ball to the near side.
I went Seeley to Gettert, Gettert to Schwenke, Schwenke to Conan for 27 yards and a Hawk touchdown.
All right, 7 minutes to play now in quarter number three. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right time for you.
Bye.
Buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Dean Equus Tire size 225/60 VR16 for $132 each and get two free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper Tires, buy two, and get two free. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back in Broken Bow. It's now a 14-12 ball game. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Indians bringing the ball back 20-25 to the 26-yard line. Wade Dykeman down on special teams. That last play by St. Cecilia, that is something I run with my Madden video game. It works just about like that. Good call there by Carl Desmer.
I tell you what, it was a great play because everybody's keying on Dalton Seeley tonight for the Broken Bow defense. And once he got the football, it sucked the defense in. And then Getter took it back around and confused and locked up the Broken Bow defense. Conan stuck behind him and made a nice reception. He was all alone down there. The only thing you had to worry about is him dropping the football as the Hawks get the touchdown.
Here's Scott now. Pitchback comes. It's going to go to Conrad Heffley trying to get outside, and he is knocked down at the 29-yard line. I think of a 4 yards on the play. Paul Gettert again into the stop for St. Cecilia defensively. We'll give him a 4 yard gain on the play, second down and 6 yards to go. I know with Travis and Nick Soucy on the sidelines, they might be responsible for a play, something like that.
Well, I was able to visit with Nick Soucy earlier in the weekend, and he told me they had some new stuff they had been putting in. He goes, I won't allow you to know, but he said, just be watching for it during the game, and that very well could have been one of the plays. That was an outstanding play call for the Hawks.
Second down, 6 yards to go from the 29-yard line. Here's Broken Bow. They're going to run it again across the 30, out to the 34-yard line, so they're going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Ben Conan, in on the stop there, on the ball carrier for Broken Bow, Josh Arnold. Again, in the other semifinal ball game, at last check they were in the third quarter, Boys Town has scored, and it's now Norfolk Catholic 7, Boys Town 7. They are playing tonight in Omaha. 7-7, they are in the third quarter.
Did you happen to talk to the NSAA when they schedule these state final games? They're not very conducive to my work schedule on a holiday week.
It'll be a 2:45 start for the state championship ball game next week. Here's Scott with the ball, bellies to the fullback, tries to pick it up himself across the 35 out to about the 36. It'll be very, very close to a first down. We'll see where the officials spot the football here in between the 35 and the 36. And now they will call the timeout, bringing the chains off of the far sideline. We are down to 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with some dipsy doodle here in the third quarter. They've now got the lead of a Broken Bow. The score is 14-12 as they will bring in the chains off of the far sideline. They needed to make the 36. I think they're going to be just shy as they stretch out the chains here. Broken Bow has already went for it once on a fourth down situation here tonight. The officials get down on one knee to take a look, and they say, yeah, that's enough. He gets down on one knee to take a look there, maybe with his magnifying glass. He says, yeah, that's enough for a first down at the 36.
Yeah, first down number 9, and I knew it was going to be very close. I took the glasses and looked at the far sidelines. When they brought it out, they stretched the chain, and not only one official, but two of them, and the white cap got down on one knee, looked at it, and it wasn't by much. Might have been a pimple on the pigskin.
If that would have been a Duncan Field with our man, Dean Gene, on the chain gang, that would have been long. He would put an extra link on the chain.
Yeah, yeah. He'd have done something sneaky.
Here's a first down 10 now for Broken Bow. They run the option play to the short side of the field. That's going to be Scott. He's going to be wrestled down out here at the 40-yard line. Paul Gettert again into the stop for St. Cecilia. He's all over the place. Gettert was a little bit banged up after the ball game last week. That's his, 8th tackle already in this football game?
Yeah, I mentioned his name an awful lot tonight. He's only had really one play on offense. He had a 10-yard reception. Normally, we see Gettert in the backfield. He will run the tailback and spare Dalton Seeley a little bit. We have yet to see that, probably because he's been a little banged up. But defensively, boy, he has been all over the football field.
14-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. 4:38 to play here in quarter number 3 from Broken Bow. Indians again hand the ball away to Heffley. Heffley across the 40, out to about the 44-yard line. They are picking up what they want to do here on offense, Jimmy. That's 3-4 yards to the crack. They'll go for it on fourth down if they have to. Gettert again in on the stop for St. Cecilia defensively.
But again, a good job by the Broken Bow offensive line, just getting a little crack in that line. And then Heffley, we mentioned him in the first half, not very tall and only listed at 150 pounds. He doesn't look nearly that size at all, but he's very quick and he's able to get in there and hide away from them big defensive linemen for St. Cecilia.
Broken Bow on offense with 250, 180, 230, 180, and 190 across an offensive line. Third down and a yard to go. Broken Bow with the ball on their own 44-yard line. Scott comes up to the line of scrimmage and will call a timeout. A timeout, Broken Bow will take a break. Third down and one from their own 44-yard line. 3:54 to play in the third. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Mike Well, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Broken Bow. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play in quarter number three. It is 14-12. Blue Hawks have the lead. Broken Bow sitting on their own 44-yard line. Calling the timeout, coming over and talk with head coach Mike Garner. The lineup with double tights and a wishbone formation here. Scott looks over the defense, hands it away. That's going to go to Heffley. Slides through there, 45-50 in the Blue Hawk territory down to the 48-yard line. So they needed a yard. They got much more than that. Ben Conan gets the stop there for St. Cecilia defensively, but little Conrad Heffley, who had 751 yards coming into the football game tonight, picks up another big first down for Broken Bow, and they are on the move here in the third.
7-yard carry for Heffley again. He goes off that right side, and they really like what they're seeing over there. As we had mentioned, Colin Kitka, the right tackle, 190-pound senior, and Devin O'Brien, only 180 pounds, are doing a great job opening up some little gaps.
First down and 10. Here's Scott this time. He slides away from a would-be tackler. 15-45 down to the 44-yard line. Safe to say he had that one stopped dead in his water back here at the 50. That was stirrup in there for the Blue Hawk defense. Finally, the tackle was made downfield by Paul Gettard, but not before Nathan Scott picks up about 4 yards in a play, second down and 6.
Well, and again, you just see the strength of Nathan Scott as Sterup had a hold of him, and he was able to break free from the hold of Sterup and then get positive yards, nearly 4 yards on the game. So it's going to bring up a second down and 7 for Broken Bow at the St. Cecilia 44-yard line.
14-12 is the score. We are in the third quarter, under 3 minutes to go now. Unbalanced line this time is Scott. Bellies to the fullback, is going to run the football again, and he's not going to get much yardage there. He's going to be knocked down into play. Wrapped up there by the Blue Hawks, that's Wade Dankman, and on the stop, Tim Krikak, also helping out on the stop there for the Blue Hawks. But now Broken Bow will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 3 yards to go. A much tighter football game than a lot of folks imagine here tonight. Broken Bow is a team who beat Shadron in 4 overtimes. In the last round of the state playoffs last week. So they're accustomed to these close football games. Third down, 3 yards to go from the St. Cecilia 42-yard line. Wishbone set again, wide receiver out to the right side. Scott backs up, wants to throw, throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught down there at the 38-yard line, going to be enough for a first down. It is caught down there by Spencer Goodman, the wide receiver who lined up to the far side of the field. They're going to move the sticks again. The ball is between the 37 and 38. 2:05 to play now in the third quarter.
Boy, Broken Bow with just some great ball management tonight as they've really been able to mix it up on the ground. Pass attempts for Nathan Scott tonight, 10 of them. Very efficient passing, 7 of 10 for Scott this evening. He threw for 40 yards in the first half. He's got 9 here in the second half. He completed only 42% of his passes, 40 of 94 for 946 in the season, but a good job there and a first down again for Broken Bow.
Scott's now going to run with the football here. He's at the 40-yard line. He's at the 35. He's at the 30, and he's knocked down at the 29-yard line. Wade Dykeman again into the stop for St. Cecilia and A.J. Toms downfield. So Scott just takes the ball out of the wishbone there and then takes it around the left end, found some running room there. Coach Kyle Tesmer talked about that play during the pregame show here tonight. One thing that the coach said the St. Cecilia defense had to do in order to win this football game was to avoid letting Broken Bow go on long time-consuming drives. That has not been the case here in this football game tonight. And now it's a second down situation, second down and 3. As we mentioned, Broken Bow with a couple of long scoring drives in the first half, 17 plays, 69 yards, 11 plays, 84 yards, and this one is going to another long one here in the third quarter. down to a buck 10 remaining here in the third quarter. Inside handoff goes to the fullback. That's Jonathan Jones. And Jones will take the ball off a right tackle and takes it down to about the 26-yard line. 26 of the 27. We'll see where they spot the football. Nevertheless, it's going to be enough for a first down. A.J. Toms again, along with Paul Gettert for Hastings St. Cecilia, making the stop. But Broken Bow now with a minute to play. Well, they're just lining up and going right at the St. Cecilia defense tonight, Jimmy.
Yeah, not afraid at all. And the St. Cecilia defensive front four has done a great job all year long. I don't want to say they've been manhandled tonight because they have yet to give up a real big play, but, boy, Broken Bow has really done anything they've wanted, 3 and 4 yards of carry, and that was their 12th first down as they're at the Hawk 26.
Scott again hands the ball away to a Jonathan Jones, so back-to-back carries there by the big fullback. He takes the ball down to the 24. We've done several St. Cecilia football games. No team that we have seen so far this year is doing what the Broken Bow is doing here, and that's moving the Blue Hawk defense off of the line of scrimmage.
153 yards unofficially on the ground tonight for Broken Bow. We mentioned Scott's numbers throwing the football, 49 yards, so he has accounted for an awful lot of yards tonight. By the way, rushing for the quarterback, 14 carries, 96 yards, and a couple touchdowns.
Scott really not throwing the pig around just enough to keep St. Cecilia guessing out there. And a second down, 8 yards to go. Broken Bow with the ball from the 24-yard line. Hand off, big hole, 20 down to the 15-yard line. Running the football there is Josh Arnold. Paul Gettert coming up from his defensive secondary spot to make the stop there for the Blue Hawks. And now they're going to measure for a possible first down. They're going to say his knee went down at about the 17, so they're going to bring in the chains off of the far sideline. 14-12 is the score if you're just joining us. It is St. Cecilia out on top. The Blue Hawks have scored a touchdown here in the third quarter, but now Broken Bow trying to answer. They stretch out to chains, and this time they're going to be about 6 inches short of a first down. So it's going to bring up a third down situation and 6 inches to go here for Broken Bow. As the Indians continue to just keep the ball on the ground, they have thrown 10 times so far in this football game just to keep the Blue Hawks honest defensively.
Broken Bow with 59 yards of total offense just on this drive here. They've been able to push the football all the way down. They'll let the clock expire, so that's going to be the end of three quarters here in Broken Bow.
Three quarters in the books in the Class C1 state semifinals here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12.
Quality work jeans at an affordable price. That's what Big G Ace and Carhartt have teamed up to do. Going on right now, Big G Ace has select Carhartt jeans in both traditional and relaxed fit for just $19.99. Then to fight off old man winter, Big G Ace also carries Carhartt winter coats, lined bib overalls, lined jeans, boot socks, and stocking hats. Hurry into Big G Ace to take advantage of the $19.99 jean sale and all the Carhartt winter weather gear.
Big G Ace.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broken Bow right now in a 14-play drive. This is only their second possession of the second half. They punted once. This is the second time they've had the ball since halftime. And they've got it now in a third down and one situation at the St. Cecilia 17-yard line.
Broken Bow offense now in the football game, 209 yards of total offense, 59 coming there in the third quarter and four first downs.
Third down, less than a yard to go. As the quarterback, Scott's going to try to pick it up. He did not get there. No push right there. A tackle is made in there by Jake Schwartz for St. Cecilia. Also, Zach Stirrup, number 74. Scott trying to follow his center, Mitchell White, across the 15-yard line. And good penetration there by St. Cecilia to knock him down back here at the 17. And now Broken Bow looking at fourth down. Fourth down at about a yard and a half to go for the first down.
Yeah, and a couple of Hawks defensively just jumping the line of scrimmage and getting in there on top of Scott. Actually lost almost a yard, so a big fourth down call here for Broken Bow.
So fourth down now for Broken Bow. From the near sideline, near side hash, they're going to hand the ball away, angling up, and they're not going to get there. He'll stop at the 17-yard line. Heavily carrying the ball there. Dalton Seeley comes up to make the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. No gain on the play at the 17-yard line.
Well, we'll see where they spot it down. I believe that's going to be the ball carrier, Heffley, on the field. That is, that's Heffley. Looks like he's experiencing some cramps down there at about the 18-yard line, but I don't believe he made there. We'll see where they spot it down. No, the official now just signals first down, St. Cecilia. So two big stops. They had a third and one. The quarterback, Nathan Scott, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of one. And then that play there, Dalton Seeley and a host of Hawks come in to stop Heffley short of the first down. So a big, big defensive stand. That's really the biggest defensive stand of the ball game for St. Cecilia. It comes with 11:16 left to go here in the ball game.
So Heffley is down with some cramping problems down there at the 18 to get him to his feet. But now Broken Bow will have to go back on defense. They had a third and six-inch call. St. Cecilia makes a nice play on third down, and then they get the big stop there on fourth down. And the Blue Hawks now have the football first down and 10 deep in their own territory at the 17.
Well, with 11:16 left to go, St. Cecilia, really both teams have done a great job keeping control of the football, picking up first downs. So you got to think nothing flashy here for St. Cecilia. Between the tackles, pick up some first downs and grind as much time as you can out of that clock.
You say nothing flashy. Their last possession, they had that dipsy doodle play. That went for a touchdown. They're giving them a lead. That's the 27-yard touchdown pass that he threw back in the third quarter. Now they start this drive with the 17. They're going to hand the ball away, Seeley. And Seeley has had a tough night here tonight. Hits the ball back to the line of scrimmage where he is buried there by the Broken Bow Indians. Seeley, who has rushed for 200 yards plus, it seems like about the last half of the season in every single game, he has had a hard time getting going here tonight as Seeley carries the ball maybe for a half a yard. And now we got another Indian down at about the 18-yard line. So another Indian is down. Now we got a flag on the far side of the field. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against St. Cecilia. So illegal procedure against the Hawks, going to move him back 5 yards. Adam Prock is the guy who is down here for Broken Bow. We'll take an injury timeout, 11:05 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12.
As long as there's been racing, Kendall Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of Speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Broken Bow, we're at Mark Russell Field here tonight, the Class C-1 state semifinals. The other ball game still tied up at 7 points apiece. That involves Norfolk Catholic and Boys Town tonight. They are at the end of the third quarter. We are just into the fourth here, 11 minutes and 4 seconds to go. First down, 15 yards to go for the Blue Hawks in their own 12-yard line. Schwenka pitches the ball back. Seeley looking to get outside. Seeley is at the 10. Seeley 15, 20, and he has run out of bounds over there at the 22-yard line. Run out of bounds by number 11, Nathan Scott. So Seeley on a first and 15 call. Quick pitch goes to the far side of the field. Finally knocked out of bounds by Scott at the 22. So the Blue Hawks now looking at a more manageable situation here. Second down at about 6 yards to go. The winner will play in the Class C1 state championship ball game next Tuesday at Memorial Stadium. It'll be a 2:45 start against either Norfolk Catholic or Boys Town. St. Cecilia right now leading by 2 points. It's 14-12. Hawks looking at second down, 7 yards to go. Here's Conan with the ball. Conan across the 25 to the 26. So St. Cecilia going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down. It'll be a third down and three from their own 26-yard line. Tyler Slacker making the stop there for the Broken Bow defense.
Mike, you mentioned Dalton Seeley having a tough time in the ball game. 13 carries now, 63 yards against this Broken Bow defense. Ben Conan doing a good job here tonight, though. 11 carries, 79 yards after that call there. Third down and two for the Hawks.
Well, about the 26-yard line, here's Conan again. He spins at the line of scrimmage, and he did not make it. So these teams coming up with some big defensive stops here down the stretch. Ben Conan tries to spin right at the line of scrimmage, and Mitchell White finally takes him down and throws him down to the turf. That was a gain of only about a half a yard in the play, and St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away with 9 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the football game.
Well, why not? St. Cecilia's defense come up with a nice stop. Broken Bow does the same thing, and Mitchell White, the center on the offensive side of things, comes in and makes a great hit on Ben Conan, not allowing him to pick up any more yards as he spun away from a would-be tackler. and it's fourth down and one. Dalton Seeley in the punt, and he can let the air out of this thing. He's got a long ways to go. The return man for Broken Bow back at the 35.
That return man is Jacob Holcomb, number 14, as he stands. And now we got a penalty.
Delay of game.
Delay of game against St. Cecilia. That'll cost them 5 yards. Broken Bow right now winning the field position ball game here. They were stopped down here on fourth down, but St. Cecilia unable to pick up any kind of a yardage as they have to punt the football away. And now they give up 5 more yards here. Delay of game against the Blue Hawks.
So now we're going to have 2 return men back deep for, I know Holcomb's one of them. Holcomb and Goodman back deep. And they will stand one at the 45, the other one at the 40, with 9:07 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Seeley averages 31.7 yards per kick. So Broken Bow will get great field position here. Good snap. Seeley gets it away. High kick, backing up. Holcomb looks up, grabs the ball, fumbles it down here at the 43, and falls on top of it. So what we thought would be good field position for Broken Bow still isn't bad, but they can not get a return back here as Holcomb fumbles the football and is forced to dive on it here at the 43-yard line. That's where Broken Bow will start this drive with 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is 14-12, the Blue Hawks have the lead.
38-yard punt by Dalton Seeley, and we got a personal foul that's going to come, I believe, in the way of Broken Bow. It was Heffley, the running back, is going to be flagged. Him and I could not get a number for St. Cecilia at about the 30-yard line. Heffley was on top of him, and as the Hawk was trying to get up, Heffley shoves him back to the ground again, and the official threw the flag right there. So that is going to cost Broken Bow some additional yards.
So officially a hold, I think I saw the sign there, but nevertheless, it's going to be a penalty on Broken Bow. So instead of getting a good return, they fumble the football. They have to dive back on top of it at the 43-yard line, and then they have a holding call, which will bring the ball back to the 33. So that turned into a great punt series there for Dalton Seeley and the Hawks.
Broken Bow 67 yards away from pay dirt. We talked about the kicker they have. He's already missed an extra point tonight. And with 8:52 left to go, Broken Bow has been successful of grinding out the clock and moving the football downfield.
There's a handoff to the fullback, Jones, and Jones is going to be wrapped up. He gets out to the 37. That's Paul Gennard again. We talked at halftime. The statistics they sent us, Jacob Holcomb is their extra point and field goal kicker. He has made only one field goal all season long. It's only a two-point ball game right now at 14-12.
Well, and that's why I mentioned that they're 67 yards away from pay dirt, because if you're a Broken Bow fan and you know the kicking woes that you have had, you about have to figure you got to get it into the end zone as the clock continues to tick. Now inside 8:20 left to go in the game.
Second down, 6 yards to go. Here's a handoff to Heffley as he slides through there. He's into the open 40, 45, 50 in the Blue Hawk territory to the 49-yard line. He is just so quick and so hard to find back there. Joe Ryan finally knocks him down. They're going to spot it right at the midfield stripe. That's a first down for Broken Bow. They talked about Heffley is only 150. That would say, what, 5'6", maybe, 5'7"? He's so hard to locate back there as he slides through there. And he gets the ball to the 50-yard line. Broken Bow trying to put together a game-winning drive here tonight against the second-ranked team in Class C1, Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a handoff again. Heffley, this time he runs into Stirrup. And Stirrup is going to bring him down here at the 49-yard line, maybe to the 48. We'll give him 2 yards in the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. Second and 8 for Broken Bow. Indians moving from our left to our right here in the fourth quarter in a 14-12 ball game. This is as close as St. Cecilia has played all season long. This might be the only four-quarter game that these starters have played all season long.
Well, exactly right, Mike. Usually midway through the third quarter, at least to the fourth quarter, we're seeing the second and third teamers in, and a lot of guys seeing action for Carl Tesmer. That's not going to be the case here tonight. It'll be interesting to see the reaction throughout the rest of this ball game with 7:22 left to count, how this Hawk team rises to the occasion.
Here's Scott with the ball now. He faces the fullback, now pitches the ball back and trying to get outside. He's not going to get there. They pitch the ball back to Josh Arnold. But Ben Conan was over there waiting for him for Hastings St. Cecilia. They run the option play to the far side of the field. Josh Arnold got the pitch. But St. Cecilia right there defensively, and now Broken Bow will be looking at a third down situation. Third down is about, what, 9-10 yards to go. Ball back here at the midfield stripe.
Yeah, good defensive play. A loss of about 1 yard by Ben Conan there. Nathan Scott, run the option to the left side, might have been just as well off to cut that one upfield. He looked like he had a little bit of a seam over there, but he elected to pitch it back to Arnold, and then Conan just rode him out like a Bronco busting rider over to the St. Cecilia sidelines, third down and 11.
Here's Scott with the ball again. Play action. He wants to throw the ball. Swings it out here. It's caught by Heffley. The Hawks are over here, and they're going to make the stop at the 48-yard line. Wade Dykeman comes up to make the stop. He's trying to swing the ball out here to Conrad Heffley coming out of the backfield, but the Hawks right there, plenty of white shirts, so lots on the play back at the 48, and it's now fourth down.
And that number 11 was in on there as well as Paul Gettert. Another great job defensively. But Scott, as he stood there, he threw that ball pretty high into the air for just a little screen pass. It allowed St. Cecilia defensively to adjust and come over to the far sidelines, and they brought down the receiver, Heffley, for a one-yard loss.
Here comes the punt now by Broken Bow. Not a very good kick. It's going to come to the near side. It's a mishandled by Dalton Steele. Did he touch the ball? It's going to roll dead down at the 2-yard line. Dalton Steele kind of...
That was Cody Jackson down
Cody
there.
Cody Jackson, all right. Cody back there this time for St. Cecilia. He kind of reaches up over his head. Maybe he touched the football, which would make that a live ball. Evidently not. It goes out of bounds down here at the 2-yard line. What a great kick. It didn't look very good off of the punter's foot, Jacob Holcomb, but they get the end result now at the 2-yard line. And now the Bluehawks, Jimmy, with 6:25 to play and a big jam at his first down and 10 on their own, too. A great kick by Holcomb.
Boy, a great job by Holcomb as he got that downfield, and nearly disaster as Jackson nearly touched that football. Obviously not the official right there, but the Hawks 98 yards away.
So here's a Bo Schwenke, and now we've got a penalty flag down. A penalty flag is down here on the snap of the football. Remember, this is only a two-point ball game. Illegal procedure against St. Cecilia. That will push it back to the one-yard line. Their own one. This is only a two-point ball game, 14-12, and the Hawks are backed up on their own one-yard line. A safety here would tie this football game up.
You look here in the second half, the Hawks with 31 yards of offense on the ground. They've been able to grind out a couple of first downs, but the defenses have really stood the challenge here in the second half. A couple of great defensive stands, and now Broken Bow has their defense out on the field, and the Hawks have their backs pinned to the wall. 6:24 left to go here. First and 10 from the one-yard line.
Here's a handoff down to Steele. Angles off on the right side. He and 15 out to the 20-yard line. Big, big run there by Dalton Steele. Steele gets the carry there for St. Cecilia all the way out to the 20-yard line. Tackle is made by Jacob Holcomb again, and also Spencer Goodman. But that was a big, big run by the running back for St. Cecilia, Dalton Steele. Gets it off of the goal line there out to the 20.
Boy, and again, right behind, Toms and Stirrup on that right side had a little bit of a seam, and Seeley showing his burst of speed as he got through there, picked up 19 quick yards all the way out to the 20, so a little more breathing room. First down number 11, 6:04 and counting here in the ballgame.
Schwenke, double tight ends, quarterback hands the ball away again. Seeley gets through there as he angles off on the left side, 20, 25, and he's run out of bounds. So no Dalton Seeley, who's been really hemmed in most of the night by the Broken Boat defense, starting to make his presence known. Nathan Scott has got to run him out of bounds as Seeley, back-to-back carries, moves the ball all the way from their own one all the way out to the 29-yard line, where it's now second down and one.
Seeley now has six carries in the second half in the ballgame, 15. He has 91 yards on the ground. And I'd mentioned that first carry in the third quarter that Dalton Seeley got the ball. He could have juked a defender. He allowed to just run him over, and that one there run over Leftly on the left side as he picked up 9 quick yards.
Second and one. Here's a handoff to Conan. Nope, not going to get there. Conan runs right into the defensive line, the interior of the defensive line for Broken Bow. He is stopped right at the 30. So let's see what the official spots the football here right at the 30. And that's all they had to go. They already came the first down side here without looking twice. So a first down for St. Cecilia. Right at the 30-yard line, they'll move the chains down to 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play now. In the fourth quarter, the Hawks holding on to a 14-12 lead.
Very, very important first down as it gives the Hawks four more downs at 5:46, and the clock is accounting. That's first down number 12 for the Hawks. Conan now in the evening, 13 carries and 81 yards.
Schwenke has got two tight ends now. The Maryland I formation here. As they hand the ball away again to Steele, 35-40, 45-50. He fumbles the football, a big stack up down here at the 48-yard line. And let's see, I think St. Cecilia got back on top of it. Downfield with Joe Ryan. Yeah, Joe Ryan down there at the 48-yard line just happened to be in the area out on a pass pattern or something out there blocking downfield. He just happened to be in the area, and Steele fumbles the football forward. Steele had no chance no chance whatsoever of pouncing that on that ball, but Ryan just happened to be there.
No, but again, a nice hole right behind Zach Stirrup, and again, a burst of speed by Seeley, and one of the defenders was able just to get a hand up and bat it from behind, knocked the football out, but fortunately for the Hawks, they pick up first down 13 into Broken Bow territory, 5-13 and counting.
Here's Seeley again. Seeley looks inside, bounces outside, 45-40. Seeley goes down to the 39. He stays in bounds. Dalton Seeley, a nice job there just staying in bounds. That'll keep the clock running. We're down under 5 minutes to go now in the football game. Remember, St. Cecilia brought this out from their own territory when they were backed up to their own goal line. They are now sitting at the Broken Bow 39, looking to put this ball game away and looking for a return trip to Lincoln for the first time since they won the title back in 2000.
Boy, and a great job. A blast off the left side, 9 yards. Great job by Paul Gettert. Picks up two defenders, blocking out in front of Dalton Seeley, and Seeley, wisely enough, goes down to a knee, keep the clock running.
Here's Seeley again. Inside handoff, down to about the 35. Seeley has carried three straight times.
18 carries now in the ball game. We'll get that there. Hand it off to him as quick as I can figure out.
He has carried five out of the last 6 times on this drive for St. Cecilia as he has brought the ball down to the 36-yard line. We're down to 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. After the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. At last check, end of the third quarter, Norfolk Catholic 7, Boys Town 7.
18 carries, 115 yards, and one touchdown tonight for Dalton Seeley.
He was virtually stopped in the first half. He has come on here, especially on this drive. Now they're going to give the ball away to him again. He's at the 35, down to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Two hands on the football there for Seeley. Maybe he learned his lesson, huh?
I think so, as he got, again, the handoff off the right side behind Toms and Stirrup. And a pretty good seam there. Seeley picks up a quick 7 yards, but yeah, notice as he come through the line of scrimmage, normally with the football cradled in that right arm, he had two arms cradled around that football. Nobody was pulling that loose, and they'll give him nearly 8 yards here on the first down carry.
So this drive here could pretty well put the nail into the coffin. They are using a lot of clock, 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. St. Cecilia has brought this baby on from their own 1 yard line. They're now sitting at the 29. A Broken Bow. There's a handoff. It's going to go to Gettert, who's in the backfield now, as Gettert takes the ball down to about the 25. That should be enough for a first down. They spot the ball at that mark. So Gettert running the football there. Tackle is made by Adam Prock again for the Broken Bow Indians. But right now, Broken Bow's defense cannot do anything to stop this rushing attack. It's like all of a sudden they turn the light switch on here, and the offensive line's starting to apply themselves.
Well, and again, like they have done all year long, between the tackles, and they've really racked up some big yards, 82 yards here in the fourth quarter on 12 carries. The Hawks have 15 first downs in the game, 13 of them on the ground, as Gettert picks up a quick five and another first down.
At the 25-yard line of Broken Bow, here's a handoff to Gettert, but they blow this one dead. Penalty flags come in, 3:02 to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading in this football game by a score of 14-12 over Broken Bow. The Hawks have got the only touchdown so far here in the second half on some dipsy doodle as they went from Seeley to Gennert, back to Bo Schwenke, downfield to Ben Conan on a 27-yard pass. That's the thing that has stood up so far here in this ballgame in the second half. It's 14-12 Hawks.
And I tell you what, needless to say, whatever the outcome of this football game is, this has been a whale of a game. Broken Bow came into this with a great game plan. And they have run it pretty much error-free tonight. They have played a tremendous ball game. That penalty, I believe, is going to go on Jake Schwartz as he moved the football early. It'll cost the Hawks 5, first and 15.
All right, here's Schwenke again. He's going to hand it away. That's going to be Seeley. Seeley just plows forward here right between the two hash marks across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. Dalton Seeley is a man on a mission here on this drive. He has carried most of the load here for St. Cecilia downfield. Tackle is made in there by Jonathan Jones, number 20. The Broken Bow's got to start using some of their timeouts here sooner or later. We're down to 2:27 to play in the fourth. Broken Bow can ill afford to give up a touchdown right here. That'd be all she wrote. It's 14-12. Blue Hawks with the lead.
Mike, you talked about Seeley in the first half. 9 carries, 50 yards. Now in the ball game, 20 carries, 129. He has 79 yards on 11 carries here in the second half.
Second down, 8 yards to go from the 23. Maryland I formation. Here's another whistle. And another flag dropped down. Another delay of game against St. Cecilia. So another delay against the Blue Hawks. They're trying to run as much time off of the clock as they can. Whoever's watching the time clock on the far side is allowing a few more extra seconds to maybe their wristwatches.
Well,
not in conjunction with the play clock here.
It's plenty chilly here in Broken Bow. Maybe they need to tap on it a little bit because obviously they're not getting the right second reading, as that's the second delay of the game call on the Hawks here on this drive. But they started at their own 1 yard line. They pushed it all the way down to the Broken Bow 28, and they'll be having a second down and 13.
Here's the inside handoff. It goes to Conan, finding from some running room down there, 25. Finally brought down at the 23. Those are tough yards there by Ben Conan, the fullback, as he carries it from the 28 down to the 23. Jonathan Jones, another stop again for the Broken Bow Indians. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play in this football game. 14-12, the Blue Hawks have the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball, though, at the Broken Bow 23. That's Dykeland split wide right. Conan in the backfield with Seeley. And now Conan will go in motion to the far side. Play action pass. Schwinken has still got it. He's got the ball at the 30. Fires it. It's nearly intercepted down at the 10-yard line. St. Cecilia was running the football all the way down the field, had great success, and why they're throwing the football now with a minute and 24 seconds to play, I don't know, Jimmy, because that stops the clock, number one. Number two, that pass was nearly picked off.
Well, that's why we're up here and they're down on the sidelines. Obviously, they've seen something they like. They intended the pass downfield to Joe Ryan, but stepping in there defensively was Jacob Holcomb, number 14, nearly coming up with that interception, and now St. Cecilia will regroup on fourth down. They'll have a fourth down and nine with 1:24 left to go here in the ballgame.
So fourth and nine from the 24. St. Cecilia calls the timeout. We'll take a break. A buck 24 left. The score, Hastings, St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
So in the third down situation, St. Cecilia tries a pass that was almost intercepted. It was incomplete. And now it's fourth down, 9 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the Broken Bow 24-yard line. And St. Cecilia, following the timeout, going to come out and they're going to go for it right here. Fourth down and nine for the 24-yard line of Broken Bow. Ball is on the near side hash. Swinging up under center. That's Gettert going in motion to the far side. Pitch play will come to Dalton Seeley. He wants to throw the football. As he gets outside, he's not going to get to throw the football. And down he goes to the 21. They did not get there. It looked like they wanted to throw the halfback pass into the end zone, Jimmy, but Seeley never got a man open downfield. And Seeley is knocked down at the play at the 21 by Tyler Kosicek. And now Broken Bow has got the football with a minute and 15 seconds to go. And they're on their own 22-yard line.
A couple of strange play calls right here late in the ball game. Now with a buck 15 left to go. But Seeley was looking downfield. He was looking for Jordan Consbrook. Number 85 was on a slap pattern in the end zone. Also back there, Paul Gettert. Both of those guys were covered up. Seeley was able to pick up about 5 yards. But now a minute 15 left to go here. Broken Bow with one timeout left.
Nathan Scott, the quarterback, backs up. He's got it. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be knocked down. And that is Zach Stirrup again, number 74, gets his meat hooks up there, knocks the ball down. Deflected pass and a second down and 10.
Big, big play. Stirrup has come up several times in this ball game with some big stops. And the big guy at 6'9", a force in there. Scott looked to the right side. He'll think about that twice before he tries to throw the football as Stirrup gets that one thrown right in to his elbows.
Now remember, Scott not known as a passing quarterback, 40 of 94 coming in here. 42%, 946 yards, 12 touchdowns. Second down, 10 yards to go from his own 22. Broken Bow moving from left to right here in the fourth quarter. Scott's going to grab the ball. He's going to run it himself. He's at the 25 to the 30. He stays in bounds. The clock is going to run here as Scott is knocked down at the 30-yard line. Zach Stirrup again over here defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia to make the stop. And now Broken Bow will go without a huddle, and now they will call a timeout using too much clock there as their head coach, Mike Gunner, will call the timeout. 53.6 seconds to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12.
Moscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Moscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Moscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Moscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell, Gene Shaw. I almost forgot who you guys were.
Yeah, that's all right.
53.6 seconds to play.
You will after about another few weeks of football. You'll be into so much basketball, you won't know what to do. But, hey, we got a dandy here. 53.6 seconds left to go. Third down and two here for Broken Bow.
On their own 31-yard line. They are down by 2 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12. Scott has got the ball, backs up, holds it. Now moves to his left. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught first down. 38-yard line to the 40 and run out of bounds on the far side. No, he stayed in bounds. The pass is made to Spencer Goodman, but he stays in bounds at the 40-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. Broken Bow quickly up to the line of scrimmage. 44.2 seconds to play. Ben Conan over there defensively for St. Cecilia.
Well, he was able to keep Goodman, the receiver, in bounds. They'll stop the clock while they get the chains moved. As soon as they set him, now they'll wind the clock.
Nathan Scott up under center. Now he spikes the football. 42 seconds to play. Broken Bow is 60 yards away from pay dirt. And again, we keep bringing this up. Statistically, they did not have a field goal kicker. So I would say you would block that out of your minds at this point. They're only down by 2 points, but I don't see anybody statistically who has attempted any more than one field goal on this football team this year.
Well, and the thing is, no surprise, they're on the completed pass to Goodman. But look at the St. Cecilia defenses. You've got, Joe Ryan, Pachuba, Seeley, all the way back. They're a good 23 yards off the line of scrimmage, just playing center field, keeping everybody in front of you. Don't want to make a mistake here.
Here's a Scott. He wants to throw the football again. Looks downfield, and it's going to be overthrown down to St. Cecilia 30. Taking the ball downfield to the left sideline, down around the St. Cecilia 30-yard line. Out there in the pattern again was number 8, Spencer Goodman. Now the clock is stopped. We're down to a third down and 10 situation now. And 36 seconds to play.
I'll tell you what, still give credit to the Broken Bow offensive line. St. Cecilia has really yet to get pressure on Nathan Scott, the quarterback. He's very mobile back there. He didn't have to move very far there. Showed his arm strength as he went deep down the far sidelines. Joe Ryan on coverage, but it falls incomplete. Third and 10, 36.4 left to go here in the game.
Broken Bow from their own 40-yard line. Backing up again as Scott throws it out here. This one's going to be incomplete. Now they're down to the final play. That one would have been far short of their first down. As they try to get it over here to Josh Arnold coming out of the backfield. And now it is fourth down and 10 yards to go for Broken Bow. They have got the ball on their own 40-yard line with 32 seconds remaining.
Well, the stands over here to our left is where the St. Cecilia faithful has been. They have a good contingency coming from Hastings down here. And I think most of them have flooded out of the bleachers because along this fence right by the track, things are about ready to erupt here with a potential last play of the ball game coming right here. Fourth down and 10. 32 seconds left to go in the ball game.
Wide receivers left and right. Scott has got the ball. Play action pass. He's going to throw the football. He is hit by Stirrup, and the ball game is virtually over. 27.8 seconds to play. Stirrup got in there just as Scott released the football. That one was pounded into the turf. And now with 27.8 seconds to play, St. Cecilia will have the football.
Well, and just as we talked about the Broken Bow line providing protection, it broke down in a hurry. The guys up front did a great job. Tomsbrook, Kreekak, but it was Zach Stirrup that got in there, the big guy, 6'9", 245, gets in there, and just as Nathan Scott was going to unload that football downfield, he hits him, the ball goes incomplete, and things have erupted here to our left with the St. Cecilia faithful. With 27.8 seconds left, the Hawks will line up in the victory formation, and they'll take a knee, and they will advance into the state finals.
Look where Seeley's at, back here at his own 40-yard line, some 20 yards off of the line of scrimmage as Bo Schwicka takes a snap, and he'll just take a knee.
What is happening behind us?
Gene Shaw, the fine-tuned dancing machine. What is going on? The Blue Hawks headed to the state championship ball game coming up next Tuesday at Memorial Stadium to play either Norfolk Catholic or Boys Town. And we're trying to get an update on that ball game. At last check, it was 7-7 at the end of the third quarter. 3-2-1. It's over. Hastings, St. Cecilia, plays in the state championship ball game next Tuesday. The first time since 2000 that the Hawks will appear in the state title ball game, and ironically, that's the year that they won it the last time back in 2000. St. Cecilia back to the state championship ball game in Class C1. A hard-fought victory here tonight over the Broken Bow Indians. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Broken Bow 12. You're listening to High School Football.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery. 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Broken Bow here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia headed to the Class C1 state championship ball game as they beat Broken Bow tonight by a score of 14-12. And we just got the final score in for Boys Town. A surprise here. Norfolk Catholic knocks off Boys Town by a score of 14-7. So Norfolk Catholic will play Hastings St. Cecilia for the Class C1 state championship next Tuesday afternoon, 2:15. Actually, 2:15, I think, starting time. I'll double-check that for you. 2:15 starting time next week at Memorial Stadium. But, Jimmy, a heck of a football game here tonight between the Blue Hawks and the Broken Bow Indians.
Well, it definitely was, Mike, and you have to be feel bad for Broken Bow as they're out there midfield with their coach and everybody huddled together, St. Cecilia as well, down in the far end zone. But they really came into this ball game with a tremendous game plan against this high-powered Hawk offense. They have not really been tested too much this season, and throughout the playoffs, they have really been steamrolling their opponents. But they come in here tonight, and Broken Bow came in with a purpose, and that was to upset the Hawks. But it was the Hawks that really grounded out that fourth quarter long drive as they were able to take it down and really grind the clock out. And the Hawks did a great job here in the final moments of this ball game.
Correction on the state championship ball game, 2:45 on Tuesday. So a 2:45 starting time next week as Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Norfolk Catholic. Scoring in the ball game here tonight, St. Cecilia, their opening possession of the game. They go 14 plays, 70 yards, a two-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. The point after touchdown was good. 7-0 was the score. St. Cecilia had the lead with 6:04 remaining in the first period. Then the first possession for Broken Bow started at that point. They used the entire rest of the first quarter, took it into the second quarter. They scored in their first possession with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play. In the first half, it was an 8-yard touchdown run from their quarterback, Nathan Scott. The point after was no good. That capped off a 17-play, 69-yard drive. 7-6, the Blue Hawks had the lead. And then just before halftime, Broken Bow scored again on a 7-yard touchdown run from Nathan Scott. The two-point conversion, no good. 11 plays, 84 yards. And the Blue Hawks were trailing at halftime by a score of 12-7. Then the only touchdown in the second half came with 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bo Schwenker throwing a touchdown pass to Ben Conant of 27 yards, but it was not that easy. First of all, Seeley got it on the sweep. He flips the ball back to Gettert, who then flips the ball back to Schwenker. He then took the ball downfield to Ben Conant, 27 yards. The point after was good, and that's the way the ball game ends, 14-12. Broken Bow had one last chance here. They had the ball with a minute and 15 seconds to play from their own 22-yard line, but were unable to take the ball downfield as Matt Stirrup deflects the ball away on a fourth down and nine situation. St. Cecilia takes over, and the Blue Hawks get out of here with a 14-12 victory.
Well, we talked about Broken Bow really coming out and inserting themselves this evening. As you'll see with the numbers, very, very equal. As you look at the number on the scoreboard, it was very equal there as the Hawks escape here with a 14-12 victory. We look at Broken Bow's numbers unofficially on the night. Nathan Scott, the quarterback, was 8-15 passing the football for 66 yards. Broken Bow rushed it 41 times for 185 yards in the ballgame, so 251 of total offense for Broken Bow against the Hawk defense, 14 first downs. We look at the leading ball carriers in the ballgame, Nathan Scott, 16 carries, 105 yards in the ballgame, and Conrad Leffley had a nice ball game for Broken Bow, 11 carries and 57 yards. By the way, Scott had the two touchdowns for Broken Bow tonight in the second quarter on an 8-yard run and a 7-yard run, respectfully. We look at St. Cecilia's numbers. Bo Schwenke tonight, 4 of 7 passing, 54 yards, 1 touchdown, and that was the game winner of 27 yards to Ben Conan. The Hawks rushed it 41 times for 223, so 277 of total offense in the football game and 15 first downs. As I mentioned, 14-12 on the scoreboard, 277 to 251 on the stat sheet. Very, very equal on both sides. Individual numbers receiving the football tonight. Jordan Consbrook, one reception, 17 yards. Paul Getter, one reception, 10 yards. We mentioned Ben Conan with that one reception of 27 yards. Conan also carried it 14 times for 86 yards this evening. And the go-to guy all year long was stifled in the first half, only had 50 yards, but he brought it on in the second half. 21 carries, 134 for Dalton Seeley, and one touchdown, that coming in the first quarter from 2 yards out. But, again, congratulations to Randy Ahrens, Carl Tesmer, all the coaching staff, and the Hawks. They advance first time since 2000 that they'll go back to Memorial Stadium and try to bring back a state championship. So congratulations to the Hawks.
Norfolk Catholic will be their opponents. Again, they beat Boys Town tonight by a score of 14-7. 2:45 starting time next Tuesday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Dean Equus Tire size 225-60VR16 for $132 each and get two free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper Tires, buy two, and get two free.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Back at Broken Bow here tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia headed to the Class C1 State Championship ball game next Tuesday, 2:45 starting time. They'll take on Norfolk Catholic as they knock off Broken Bow tonight, 14-12 in our football game here tonight. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS, and I think you listen to the ball game, if you were here in person, two guys really stood out in this football game tonight. They're going to be the co-winners of our award tonight. We'll tell you about that right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, first of all, offensively, Dalton Seeley, 21 carries, 134 yards in the football game tonight. He had 12 carries, 84 yards just in the second half. So Seeley, after being stymied a little bit in the first half, with only 50 yards, he ends up with 134 here tonight. He's our player of the game offensively. And then Paul Gettert defensively. What a night he had tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Unofficially, 13 tackles in the football game here tonight. Also had at least one rushing play offensively. So Paul Gettert, 13 tackles tonight defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia. Dalton Seeley, 21 carries, 134 yards tonight offensively. The Blue Hawks knock off Broken Bow by a score of 14-12. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches' postgame show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your healthcare costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Farm Bureau Financial Services is an independent and authorized insurance producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in Hastings and South Central Nebraska, call Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth at 402-462-2920.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back in Broken Bow tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off the Indians of Broken Bow in the semifinals in Class C1. Final score of 14-12. As a defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, Randy Ahrens will join us in the post game. And, Coach, congratulations. What a football game here tonight.
Thank you very much. And it was. I mean, I don't know what it was like up here watching it, but on the side there, it was so tense and so emotional that, it just took a total team effort. It took coaches talking to coaches. It took coaches talking to players. Players, doing everything together because they had a common goal tonight, and it was a stressful halftime. I mean, it's the first time we've been down at half all year, but I tell you what, in second half, we come out in three and out and scored on them, and then we stopped them twice on third and short and fourth and short, and I think that, our kids have to fire just the burning desire in that second half, and, hats off to Broken Bow. They did a lot of things to us this year that some teams haven't been able to do. And, they had a great scheme in the first half. And believe it or not, minor adjustments. I mean, it just wasn't anything that, I'm babbling here, but through the grace of God, we were able to win this tonight. But just some minor adjustments allowed us to, get the win tonight. And I tell you what, those kids in the Blue Hawks uniform stepped up, and they got so much to be proud of that, we're making it to Lincoln.
Let's talk about the start of the game. We got here. We was able to get set up while you guys were starting to warm up. We didn't feel the fire was really there for the Hawks, but yet on the other hand, Broken Bow, very emotional, very, very hyped up and ready to go in the football game. Was your team a little flat coming out to start the ball game?
Possibly so. It's a tough trip. It's something that we haven't had to travel, over 100 miles since Scotus and Fairbury early in the year, and a little bit of out of our routine, and, I think I read in the paper this is the biggest game of Broken Bow since 78 or whatever, and so they had a lot of fans here, emotionally high, and they had a chance to beat the Blue Hawks, and we took their best shot, and we took it in the chin a few times, a few more times than we expected, but yet the kids, we can't say enough about, their burning desire to continue the season, and so we may have started out flat. I thought we looked good in warm-ups, but a couple of our coaches said that we struggled a little bit. I'm like, really? From what I saw, I thought we had a pretty good warm-up, and so I'll take Coach Desmer's word for it any time. And then, Travis Susie said that. And so I don't know if our kids were nervous or just apprehensive or whatever it was, but it took us a while to get our whole wheels rolling. But then I think we scored the first series. We had the ball. So it just started telling it.
the great thing about high school athletics and high school sports is that, you know, we got 16 and 17-year-old kids out here playing their hearts out for their school and their friends and their families, and, you know, they get another chance to represent us in Lincoln this next week.
You talked about the Broken Bow doing some things in the first half that other teams this year were not able to do. What sort of things were they doing in the first half that really caused you guys some problems?
Quarterback. I mean, that's something that, you know, we talked about at halftime, is that we have to know where the quarterback is every time. And, you know, we talk about it, but we don't get the same looks in practice, you know, as they come back with a quarterback follow, quarterback option, you know, and we don't see the option very often in high school football, and something we can talk about it, but unless we get it done when it matters, you know, it's going to be a struggle. And I really think defensively in the second half, they didn't have very many yards, total. I mean, I think they got the chunk of them in the first half, and so I could be wrong on that, but just the emotional level and the emotion our kids play with the second half, they weren't going to be defeated. And I don't doubt a couple of rosaries and a few Hail Marys through that second half probably hindered us any, because I was saying them if no one else was.
Well, you talk about it defensively, Broken Bow with 150 yards in the first half, 101 in the second half. But the big guy, we talked about him in the pregame show, Nathan Scott, their quarterback, he accounted for 171 total yards of the 251 that Broken Bow put up. He was tough. I also thought that the little guy back there, Conrad Heffley, was very tough. Not very big, but all they needed to do was open up a couple of seams, and they were really able to control the line of scrimmage and get some nice gains out of their running backs.
They did, especially in the first half, and that's something, you know, we just went down, and we didn't say like this, you know, man up, but we just kind of went over our responsibilities again, and we start playing our ends. I think Zach Sturb, Jordan Condrick, and Tim Kreekak played a heck of a second half, you know, by just adjusting them and changing them, not having them line up in the same spot every time. And then the communication between the players and the coaches tonight was outstanding. You know, A.J. Toms and Jake Schwartz are in the middle of the heat of the battle in the middle of the defensive line, and they came out and at halftime said, "Coach, this isn't working. We got to get out of this defense." You know, I mean, they really, you know, very honest, very open, and we took their word for it. We didn't get back in a couple of those defenses in the second half because our kids, studied the game. They knew what was happening, and, they have confidence in us. We have confidence in listening to them, and so, you know, good things happen when we work together.
So you're trailing 12-7 at halftime, the only score of the second half. Something you drew up in the sideline, Coach, where'd that play come from? You don't remember what the play was, do you?
I'm not going to give away the secret name, but I think it was Code Blue or something like that. I don't know, double secret probation or something. But, and to be honest, I haven't seen that in practice this year, but I know the coach worked on yesterday at practice. He said he was going to work on the special plays, and that is one of our special plays, and I think it might go down as one of our top two or three, but the secret's not going out. So it just worked to perfection, and my only fear was that Ben Kona was wide open, that it wasn't we were going to throw the pass and over his head or under him or whatever, but it hit him right between the numbers, and if he didn't catch that, we'd more meant to win tonight. So it was just something that through the grace of God, our kids stuck with it, and, you know, we just were very persistent and very disciplined and had a great desire tonight to get the win.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Coach. In the second half, I noticed you guys over in the far end zone, usually in the ball games that we have covered, you guys relaxing, talking shop over there, and the boys are just getting rested up for the second half, because you won your games pretty handily coming in this ball game. In the second half, you trail in the ball game for the first time, and I thought the kids responded very well. You coaches obviously over there working with each one of your squads, and they came out with a lot of fire and come out to prevail in this ball game. I thought that was a tremendous job by you, the coaches, and also the kids for picking themselves back up and coming in playing hard in the second half.
You know, I'm glad you said something about the kids, because, you know, Bob Fish has a saying, it comes down to Jimmys and Joes versus the X's and O's. And, you know, our kids, they Jimmy and Joe tonight in the second half. You know, they were in for a battle, but toe-to-toe they lined up and they got it done. And I just can't think of what a great thing for our school system right now. You know, we've started off with a great fall. We've got a chance to finish a great fall here. And it's just got to be great for our school. The kids will be excited. Our staff should be excited. The coaches are excited. You know, what a great way to go into the Thanksgiving break.
So now you've gone to Norfolk Catholic, maybe not the matchup that a lot of people thought in Class C1, with Boys Town going down tonight to Norfolk Catholic. Are you guys returning back to the state championship ball game for the first time since, what, 2000? How's it feel?
I don't know yet. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's just a deep sigh of relief after the game, knowing that we got there. And I think we couldn't ask for a better way, you know, a hard-fought battle going into that.
But as Coach Dez and I talked on the way up here, what a great group of kids. I mean, as a whole, they have been so determined, so well prepared. They've done a great job of preparing themselves for the season. You know, we can think about Norfolk Catholic on the ride home tonight, but you know, the thing is, we're there, and anything can happen in a one-game situation right now.
Well, I can tell you what, congratulations to you, the coaches, also the kids, the fans. We had one guy up here. Also, you forgot about one other excited guy. If it wouldn't have been for Mike and I standing here, Gene would have jumped out the window when the final play got batted down by Zach Sterra. But, again, a great job on the season. You're through the playoffs. You get another team from the Northeast. We wish you best luck.
Thank you. And it's just, again, we got to give thanks to everything, you know, from everyone above. But, you know, it's going back to Lincoln's, you know, a dream. And I told one of the parents the other this weekend, it's a cross-country deal that, you know, it's for the kids. It's about the kids, and now the kids have a chance. I think what a great thing for our school, you know, to top it off. But we do have the chicken noodle dinner right in between the practice plans coming this week, so we got to work around that. But what a great thing for our school, and what a great thing to end, you know, end our season in Lincoln. Kids dream of it. People dream of it. We get to play where the Huskers play.
Coach, when the kids are out maybe working on a practice field on Sunday, Jimmy and I might be able to dish up a couple of buckets of chicken noodles for you.
You're talking the right guy. I got the list.
Okay.
We work pretty good with a ladle together, so we can carry the noodles around and help serve up. We'll fill in for some of the kids that are supposed to help.
Well, they'll be there because it's a big deal for our school. But, you know, the neatest thing is great kids, great families, and it's great for our school.
We'll see you Tuesday, man.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Bye.
Frank Yards, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks won it today by the score of 14-12. We'll take a break and come back right after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
So Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Norfolk Catholic for the Class C1 State Championship next Tuesday, 2:45 starting time at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. As soon as we sort everything out, we'll get you some broadcast plans on our network of stations. We'll have all six state championship games next Monday and Tuesday on ESPN 1550 KICS. And I'm sure we'll also carry Hastings St. Cecilia here on 1230 KHAS. And Giltner will be over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. But we'll get to the definite plans coming up as we make those in the next day or so. Our next broadcast coming up on Saturday from Ottawa, Kansas. Hastings College in the opening round of the NAIA football playoffs will take on fifth-ranked Ottawa. Airtime will be at 3:15, 4 o'clock kickoff. The Broncos and the Braves coming up on Saturday from Ottawa, Kansas. Final word, Jimmy.
Should be a great matchup Saturday, but more importantly, the Hawks, hats off to, as I said earlier, the coaches. The kids, they really came back. They were very resilient in that second half, and they were very determined to come out of here with a victory. And now the Hawks go to Lincoln and get a chance to win another state championship in football against Norfolk Catholic. That should be a dandy game, Mike. Again, a team from the Northeast. That's an incredible football atmosphere up there, so it should be a good game next Tuesday.
Paul Getter, 13 tackles, lead the St. Cecilia defense. Dalton Seeley, 21 carries, 134 yards, and the Blue Hawks win it tonight by the score of 14-12. For Jimmy Purcell, for my spotter and producer, statistician, Gene Shaw, who's still going crazy. He bleeds blue, hot blue. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Broken Bow.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.